Vayera Hashem al Avram vayomer lo v'ani kel shakai yisalech lefanai v'yeisonim. So let's take the Ramban on this. Okay, so I'm going to take the Ramban. Shnei Shemos.
Shnei Shemos. Kol Echad Kor La'atma. Upirish Kel Takif Yiloshon Elei Malav.
So Kel means Takif. Powerful. Okay, that's simple.
Upirish Shakai Amar Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi says what? I knew sheyesh dai belakusi lachol beria. Laficha chasalach lefonai ve'eya lachol laloka lepitaron. Okay, so what does it mean? What does Rashi mean? Yesh dai belakusi lachol beria. It's like a cryptic type of a statement. I mean, dai belakusi lachol beria. Well, what is the implication? What does it mean? It's enough. My godliness is enough for every creature. Shakai. Yeah. So what he means is plain shot is that there's no need for any sub deities. That if you understand the idea of Hashem, you'll understand there's no need for sub-deities. Of course, all the primitive people believed in sub-deities, so they thought there was a vacuum. In other words, there was an area which was left open, and you needed the sub-deities to fill in that area. So Rashi says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram. Sheyesh dai belakusi lachol beria. And that in my existence, there's no necessity for any type of sub-deity. Okay, and that's how Rashi follows through the pasuk. That, anihu sheyesh dai belakus lechol beria, laficha chesalech lefanai ve'eya lechol leloka ulepitaron. Pitaron means a patron. Means that you don't need anybody to safeguard you. I suffice to safeguard you. Okay. Okay. So that's the way Rashi interprets Shekai. That there's no need for sub-deities. It's interesting. I mean, this brings to mind the Rambam with the Dor Enosh. And that's always been like a cryptic kind of a Rambam. Well, the Rambam says... Got the Rambam? Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. Perek Aleph. Okay. All right, it's a little bit lengthy, but we'll have to go through it. Bimei Enosh. Somebody? Say it slowly.
Okay. Bimei Enosh, Tau bnei Adam Taus Gedola. V'nim ara atas chachmei oso hador. V'enosh atzmo min hatoim.
Okay, so they made a tremendous error. All right? And Enosh himself was from the Tom. The Zuaisa to Usam. Now, what was their mistake?
Amru,
we're good.
Halil the Hakel, Fara Kochavim Elu, the Galgalim Elu, Mahanhig Es Haolam, Venasnam Bemaram, Cholak Lehem Kavo, the Hain Shamashin Hamishamshin Lefanot, Ruin Hain Him Vishabacham Ulfaram, Velachalok Lehem Kavo.
Okay, so in other words, that God created these Mishamshe Marom, that they serve the universe, and therefore it's befitting to give them covet. Okay, go ahead.
V'zehu ratzon hakel baruch hu, gadel l'chabed misha gadlo v'chibdo, kamo shehamelach rotze l'chabed avadov v'haomdim l'fanov, v'zehu kavodo shalom alach.
Okay. So what was there? So, okay, so so far just he's saying that what? That this is God's will, that you should be mechabed them, and through being mechabed them, you're being mechabed God. Okay, and this was the big toys. Okay, go ahead.
Kivin sha'ala davreze al-libon, ispilu livnos l'kolchavim heicholos, l'hakrib lahem korbanos, l'shabacham l'farom bidvarim, l'yishachavos l'mulam, kedei lahasig ritzon habore bidaitim hara'a, v'zeh haya ikravodizar.
Okay. So the Ram doesn't really say what was their terrible mistake. I mean, what was their daitam ara? Okay, he leaves it open over here. He doesn't explain it at all. So, and this is Iker Avodas Kochavim. Okay, go ahead. The Kachay Omrim.
The Kachay Omrim. Ovedeha Hayodim Ikara. Lo Shehin Omrim Shein Sham Eloka Ela Kochav Zeh.
They didn't say there's no God, and that this and this Kochav is a God.
Hushi Yirmiya Omer, Mi lo Yiracha Melech Hagoyim, Ki lecha Yasa, Ki v'chol Chachmei Hagoyim, v'chol Malkusam, Mei Ein Kamocha, V'achas Yivaru V'yichsalu Musar Hagolim Eitzu. Kuomar, Hakol Yodim She'atahu Hakel Levadacha, Aval Ta'usam Uksilusam Shemedamim Shezeh HaHevel Ritzonecha Hu.
Okay, so what is the really, what is so terrible? I mean, what is so terrible over here about that and their idea, their toss? The Ram doesn't really explain. Is it a mistake about God, or is it a mistake about the worship? Okay, in other words, is it that they believed in sub-deities, like Rashi's saying, and in which case it's really Avodah Zarah? Well, they didn't believe in sub-deities. They believed that the creation is Shmai Mesapim Kvot Kael, so the creation is in God's honor. So if you honor the creation, you're honoring God. That if that's the case, so then what is so terrible about their idea? Okay? But the Rambam, in the next halacha, explains it, but again in a very cryptic way. Go ahead.
Ve'achar she'arachu hayamim, amdu b'vnei ha'adam nevi'ei sheker, ve'amru she'hakel tziva lahem ve'amar lahem, ivdu kochav ploni, o kol ha'kochavim, ve'hakrivu lo, v'nisku lo kach v'kach, u'banu lo heichal, ועשו צורסו כדי להשתחבוס לו, כל העם, הנשים והקטנים ושאר העם הארץ. הוא מודיע להם צורה
שבדו
מליבו, ואומר זוהי צורת הכוכב הפלוני שהודיעוהו בנבואסו.
Ischilo al derech zu lasos tzuros.
Ischilo al derech zu lasos tzuros v'heichalos v'tachas ha'ilanos v'rashay haharim v'al hagvaos. U'miskavitzin u'mishachim lahem. U'omrim l'chol ha'am shezo ha'tzura meitiva u'miriyah.
Okay, so that, when you get to that point, now you're dealing with sub-deities. Okay? So apparently before there wasn't a problem of sub-deities. That wasn't their idea. So what was their idea basically? Kavod Shamayim. Okay. Okay. So that's, so the Ram is, so basically the original ones really, what was wrong with the original ones? So on the surface you'll say that what was wrong with the original ones was that they maintained that God needs Kavod, just like a Melech. So they were Madama into a Melech. So it was an anthropomorphic projection. Correct? If that's the case, that means they had the wrong idea of God. Correct? So it was really an idea that was a distortion of God. But the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim explains what he meant. And in the Mor Nevuchim, he doesn't say that. Thank you. Okay. Does anyone have one? Okay. Page 51. Start from if a person does not know the measure of the cone.
If a person does not know the measure of the cone or the sphericity of the sun, it is not so important as not to know whether God exists or whether the world exists without a God. And if a man assumes that the cone is half of the cylinder or that the sun is a circle, it is not so injurious as to believe that God is more than one. You must know that idolaters, when worshipping idols, do not believe that there is no God besides them. And no idolater ever did assume that any image made of metal, stone, or wood has created the heavens and the earth and still governs them. Idolatry is founded on the idea that a particular form represents the agent between God and his creatures. This is plainly said in passages like the following. Who would not fear thee, O King of Nations? And in every place incense is offered unto my name.
That's the same pasuk you quoted. Okay, well, I mean the first one. Milo Rocha Malagon, Yirmiyahu. It's in Yirmiyahu. Okay.
By my name, allusion is made to the being which is called by them, that is, the idolaters, the first cause. We have already explained this in our larger work, in the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Avos Kechavim, and none of our co-religionists can doubt it.
So, therefore, I mean, but it's not clear. In other words, over here he still doesn't leave it clear as to what exactly they thought about God. Okay, go further.
The infidels, however, though believing in the existence of the Creator, attack the exclusive prerogative of God, namely, the service and worship which was commanded in order that the belief of the people in his existence should be firmly established, in the words, and you shall serve the Lord, etc.
Okay, so... Go ahead.
By transferring that prerogative to other beings, they cause the people who only notice the rites without comprehending their meaning or the true character of the being which is worshipped to renounce their belief in the existence of God. They were therefore punished with death. Thou shalt save alive nothing that breatheth. The object of this commandment, as is distinctly stated, is to extirpate that false opinion in order that other men should not be corrupted by it anymore. In the words of the Bible, that they teach you not, etc. They are called enemies, foes, adversaries. By worshipping idols, they are said to provoke God to jealousy, anger, and wrath. How great, then, must be the offense of him who has a wrong opinion of God himself, and believes him to be different from what he truly is, that is, assumes that he does not exist, that he consists of two elements, that he is corporeal, that he is subject to external influence, or ascribes to him any defect whatever. Such a person is undoubtedly worse than he who worships idols in the belief that they, as agents, can do good or evil.
Okay. So it's very funny because here he mixes in two things. He says such a person is undoubtedly worse than he who worships idols in the belief that they, as agents, can do good or evil. That's already sub-deities. So, I mean, it's not clear to Rambam. What exactly is he saying? Is the belief in, of Dor Enosh was a belief in the sub-deities? If that's the case, it's a mistake about God. Because like Rashi says, Dai Belakusi L'chol Berya, that there's no need, if you have the right idea of God, there's no need for sub-deities. So the Rambam seems to be, hedging on two fronts. Not clear what the... What exactly the Dor Enosh is. Okay. Yeah. But I think what he means is as follows. Because he says that the ones that served the idols at first didn't have a wrong idea of God. Okay. But what was their idea? What was their idea? Their idea was that they should serve the creation because the creation God created for his glory. And through serving the creation, they're really bringing glory to God, which is no mistake about God. So what was so terrible about their idea? So Rambam explains because they caused the people who only noticed the rites without comprehending the meaning or true character of the being which is worshipped, to renounce their belief in the existence of God. So it just was a cause. In other words, that it really was the cause that turned people away from God. That was the evil. See, and the Rambam says in Avodas Chochavim, when the Rambam is a little confusing, but when the Rambam says that, he says, what does one say? Zui Kervozor. First one. Yes, right. Vizehoyo Iker Avodas Chochavim. What does it mean, Vizehoyo Iker Avodas Chochavim? What he means is not the way he attempted to learn. He means that this is really the true idea of Avodas Zarah, because the true idea of Avodas Zarah is really sub-deities. What he means is this is the Iker of the Avodas Chochavim, in terms of the practice of Avodas Chochavim. That the practice is to offer incense and sacrifices to the creation. Okay? So you have to be careful over here. When he says Zu Iker Avodas Chochavim, he doesn't mean sub-deities. What he means is, this is the Iker practice of Avodah Zarah, which is to do these performances to the creation. And the evil of that practice is simply because it gives people the wrong idea. But Dor Enosh didn't have the wrong idea about God himself. Okay? Yes. Right, but that's the way you could learn in the Rambam, but the Rambam doesn't really mean that. Because then you'd be making a mistake about God himself. And the Rambam holds that the Dor Enosh didn't make a mistake about God himself. So you can't learn that way. I just wanted to clarify this, because I think this is a point that is very vague. Without the Rambam and the Mora, I don't think you'd be able to figure it out. Because the Rambam and the Mora makes it clear when he says that the evil is they cause the people who only notice the rites without comprehending their meaning of the true character of the being which is worshipped, which is God, to renounce their belief in the existence of God. So it's just the action is bad because of what it causes to other people, but not because of the idea itself. That's the way to run. What? It's a mistake because the mistake is that it's an activity which takes people away from God. That's the toss. That's the mistake. What? Excuse me?
Why didn't the Quran doesn't mean that there was, does not mean that it was wrong because it's sitting in everything.
Right. Doesn't mean no. No, because that's covered. That he holds is right. That's okay. The only thing that's wrong, like I said, you can't figure it out from the Rambam and the Yad. But the Rambam and the Mora makes it clear what he's saying. That the only thing that's wrong is that you're introducing a practice which leads people astray because all they see is the ceremonies. And the ceremonies are being done to the creation. So they get the impression that the creation is really is a sub-deity. So it leads to sub-deities. But the original Avodah Zarah, the Dor Enosh, they really didn't have any wrong idea about God. Okay? They didn't have the idea of sub-deities. They just had the idea that this practice would be a good practice. And it was a big toss. The mistake was because, in fact, it leads people away from God. That's the Pshat in the Rambam.
Rabbi, you said first that when they were Noe Kavod like a Melech, that idea is a distortion of God.
That's the way you could learn the Rambam. That they equated God to a Melech Bas of Adam, and that he needs Kavod.
So that's a distortion.
But that would be a distortion of the idea of God himself.
But that's a mistake, right?
That would be worse. That would be worse than sub-deities. Because the Rambam in the Mora says if you have a wrong idea about God, it's worse than... See, the Rambam says like this. He says, such a person is undoubtedly worse than he who worships idols in the belief that they as agents can do good or evil. That's sub-deities. But he's not going back on that paragraph. In the end of that paragraph of the Mara, he's not going back on the Dor Enosh. He's just showing you even further that even if you believed in sub-deities, that would be a bad mistake about God. But it wouldn't be as bad as the mistake that the mistakes that he mentions before. He says, how great then must be the offense of him who has the wrong opinion of God himself and believes him to be different from what he truly is, assumes that he does not exist, that he consists of two elements, that he is corporeal, that he is subject to external influence, or ascribes to him any defect whatsoever. So that, he says, is worse than even sub-deities. In sub-deities, is a mistake about God, because he's saying that's the way God set up sub-deities. And a true idea of God, like Rashi says, will lead to the conclusion that there's no need for sub-deities. Okay? But still, what the Rambam is saying over here is, that still is not as far removed from the truth as the belief that God is corporeal, or that he's composed of two elements. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, there are levels of mistakes. So you have like this. You have the mistake of Dor Enosh, which is not a mistake about God at all. It's just a mistake about what God's will and worship is. Okay, that's Dor Enosh. But there's no mistake about God himself whatsoever. Then he says you have the mistake of believing in the corporeality of God. That's the worst mistake, because that's a mistake, an essential mistake about God. Then you have the mistake of sub-deities, which is a peripheral mistake. It's a mistake because God doesn't need sub-deities, and that's not the way God created the universe. That's dialogue. It's a mistake in the knowledge of God. But you're not ascribing a defect to him. You're not ascribing a defect to him. So therefore, that's not as bad. Sub-deities is not as bad as making a mistake about God himself. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Yes. It's a defect. You see, you're not saying he's defective. What you're saying is that this is the way he created the system. He created a system where he assigned sub-deities. It's a lack in the knowledge of God. But it's not. You're not ascribing a defect. So the Rambam differentiates in all these things, in mistakes, the level of mistake. In other words, if you directly ascribe a defect, that's one type of mistake. That's a serious error. But if you don't ascribe a defect, but you just don't understand enough about God that sub-deities are not necessary, that's not a defect. That's just a mistake in your knowledge of God. Dai balakusi l'chol beria means if you understand God and his omnipotence and his omniscience, so then you'd understand that he wouldn't set up sub-deities. There's no need for it. But the sub-deities is not saying that he's defective directly. It's just a lack in his knowledge. So that, the Rambam says, is not as bad as a defect in God himself.
Really?
Yes.
The Iker of Bain is Lasa Loi with Spalo. Which defect is that?
Okay, we'll get to that. But that basically, that's sub-deities.
And that's an Iker.
That's an Iker.
So, and it would seem that that's a, well, okay.
Is that a problem? Mm,
okay.
So the people in Dor Enosh have anticipated the consequence? The
yes.
Mistake that they didn't anticipate it?
That's the mistake.
That they should have known at the time.
They should have known at the time that this is a bad practice. This practice leads to a denial of God's existence.
That's what. Least with it would be a good practice.
Yeah, the practice itself, there's nothing wrong with it. That's why the Rambam says that... that's when they started the sub-deities.
So they should have known it right when they started. That this would be the comprehension. Now, is it saying it was retrospective powers, or meaning they made a mistake because they... didn't think.
He says, V'kach hayom omrim ovdeha hayodim ikra. The Rambam says in Halach Aleph. They knew the Iker. The Iker was that God is supreme, and there's no sub-deities either. But they thought that this would be a good idea to worship God in this way. And the mistake was that that leads to the denial of God. That's all the, that's all Dor Enosh was, that's the only chait of Dor Enosh, going to the Rambam. Yes. He refers to it as Zeh Hevel because it leads people astray.
Leads people what?
Leads people astray.
Astray.
It's a Hevel, it's a Hevel, it's an emptiness. It's worthless because it leads people astray. Okay?
Later on by Avram, it seems like Avram like knew when he realized.
Right.
He says, the other shakola olam toin, the dover shagaram and litos, yesh ovnes kochavim and satsiros, ash abraham and tzidai.
Right, right. That's right. It's the exact same thing.
Right. And later on, which is what Avram told them to do, he says, the loyal la'abi l'shaber kol siros, kadeh shalo yiku ben kol am, mo imu shi imigam, shi imu shalom aloha ala iru.
That's correct. He does say, he repeats it. That's correct, that's correct. That's right, you're right. I mean, when you look... He didn't say because there's an intrinsically bad idea. Because it'll cause you, it'll lead people astray. It's an amazing Rambam. I mean, it's an amazing Rambam. At the Rambam learns that the chait of Dor Enosh was not a chait of sub-deities. At first you want to say that. But then you see it doesn't follow because sub-deities comes in halacha beis. And that's where the mistake came in. But before the mistake, the word is no concept of sub-deities. Sub-deities is a toss. If they made a gzera like that. Apparently, you can't do that because you see, the thing is, I think there's one more thing we have to add here. That the toss was that there's a powerful pull towards sub-deities. So you can't correct it. If you're going to serve, you're going to sacrifice to the sun, to the Mesham Shem Morom, so even though you have the right idea, you think you're doing this because of Kavod Hashem, that Meloch HaLoretz Kavodo, and Shemai Mesapim Kavod Kael, but the attraction to sub-deities is so powerful that people will be led astray. So that was the Hevel, that was the mistake. But it's an amazing Rambam. I mean, I never really understood this Rambam clearly. What exactly is going on in the chait of Dor Enosh? But that's... What? That's it. And... Why what? Right. But not later on? I mean the original Dor Enosh. You want to say the original Dor Enosh were really thinkers. They were deep thinkers, and they didn't have this idea of sub-deities. But they had an idea of worship that was wrong. When the Rambam says, Zeh Iker Avodah Zarah, he means the Avoda. This is the Iker Avoda in Maisa, not in ideas. Okay, now, Yes.
What's the sense to the Akron of the early stage? Like
what was their sense?
Because it's just like a
Maisa Kavod,
or is it just...
It's a Maisa Kavod. Maisa Kavod. Maisa Kavod Baum. Okay. What?
Cover to God.
Cover to God. That's correct. That's correct. Now, according to Heshi, raised the Iker on the not being mispelled to a Malach. Of course, it's a Avodah Zarah. What is wrong over there? Over there, it's wrong because he thinks that the Malach could be Metiv or Mera, a sub deity. You see? Let's say he had the idea of Dor Enosh. And he did it with that idea. What would you say then?
It would seem it wouldn't violate the Iker.
No, he can't. It's not possible because he's talking about Tefillah.
Oh, it's not possible.
See? Right. He's talking about Tefillah. Right?
He's talking about Bakasha.
He's talking about Bakasha. So Dor Enosh wouldn't be mispalel to the Meshamshe Moro, Dor Enosh. It would be mispalel only to God, because they had a true idea. But the later ones, or if a person is mispalel to a malach, so then he thinks that the malach could be meira or meitiv. So that's a sub-deity. That's worse than Dor Enosh. Dor Enosh just made a mistake in their program. A program of worship, but not in any ideas. It's an amazing realm. Amazing realm. I don't know if anybody else finds that way.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Isn't that a mistake in itself? You think that you know how to be Obed Hashem?
Well, I mean, if they were Obed Hashem himself and Makrif Kabonis to Hashem, that wouldn't have been anything wrong. Because that's a That, in other words, that makes sense to give cover to Hashem. So if the Karbonis were to Hashem himself, so then it wouldn't be anything wrong with that. You can't say, that's what Hevel did. You can't say that every idea that you have is wrong. You have no right to worship God. I mean, no, if you have a correct idea, it's good. But their idea was incorrect insofar as they didn't take into consideration the fact that it misleads people. That was their only chait. That was only faith.
Really?
And that's why, like you said, like the Rambam says, mentions later by Avraham Avinu. What's the lashon there? It fits him perfectly. The Yoda Sheg. Shane's the Derech Hashem Olav. Shiras Lam V'Schul Adil Om. Shane Roy Lavar Ela Lo Lakei Adam Below Roy L'Shtach Zalak Rav Nasach. Kidei Shiyakiruhu Kol Abruim Aboim. You see, he's going back to Dor Enosh. Roy La'Abed L'Shaba Kol Atzuros. Kidei Shelo Yitu Bohen Kol Om. Kimo Elu Shane Damim Shane Shem Lakei Elu. You see, so the Rambam's very careful. He's going back on the same theory. That Avraham Avinu removed not simply the idea that there's no one else besides God, sub-deities, but that it's not fitting to worship God in a way that is misleading. That was Avraham Avinu. Not just that he told the world that there's no sub-deities. He told the world that even if you know that idea and you recognize only God, but if your practice is such, which leads people to believe and make mistakes and think that there are sub-deities, so then that itself is a derech ra. It's hevel and derech ra. That's the Ram. Okay.
Rabbi, how does the Ram learn out the pasuk of like azuchal likro b'shem Hashem? It's not talking about tefillah. Like likro b'shem Hashem implies like tefillah. You're saying the Rama would hold that they didn't daven the Dor Enosh.
Or Zuchan Likro B'Shem Hashem.
It says that by Enosh, right? Or Zuchan.
Maybe, was that the...
I thought it was even Tavah. I thought it was by Chashma. I think Rashi over there says it's like a field.
I mean, it's hard to know what the Haram was or Zuchan. I think the Tirgum was differently. What does the Tirgum say? Or Zuchan Likro B'Shem Hashem. It's in Bereshis. He's Balkari, yeah. I don't know if he says could be. You got it? Yeah. Chalu b'nei anasha. Well, yeah, you have the. So what does chalu mean? How does it? Is it Tikkun Rishami there? You understand Benazil?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Tirgum says, "Oz cholo anasha."
Well, there's two. One says, "Oz cholo bnei anasha miwetzala avish madasham."
There's another one. What is it?
Says, "Oz cholo bnei anasha
miwetzala." Oh, I knew it was them. That then they were mispal b'shem Hashem. So that would, the Rambam probably learns that way. In other words, that it was good, that they were mispal Hashem. Because they knew the truth, that there's only Hashem. So that Tirgum fits in very well, according to the Rambam. No, so they, that's right, they introduced Tefillah.
Why would that exist to do it here by Dor Enosh? Why wouldn't,
because the Dor Enosh, who knew the right idea, so they were Machaber Hashem. So it led to people being
Avodah
Hashem. Initially, you're right. For the ones that really knew. For the ones that really knew. But for the people that were on a lower level, it was misleading and it led them away from God. Okay? So that's what the Rambam learns.
Yeah. Yaakov, when he's the Pasuk calls Hamalach.
But that would fit in very good with the Iker of the Malach. Not serving a Malach, not being responsible to a Malach. See, because it says over there, Ascholu Anasha, according to that Tirgum, that they'll respond to Hashem. So that corroborates what we're saying, that in the Iker, it's a matter of Tefillah. Tefillah, if you're being responsible to the Malach, you're saying that he's a sub deity. Okay.
Yaakov, when the Pasuk says, Hamalcha Kol Asim Kol Ra, isn't that also misleading?
No, because let me just point that out. So you'll say to me that the Rashi says Daibel Lakusi L'chol Beria, that there's no need for sub deities.
Right.
That God has no need for sub deities. So so the question is, what about Malachim? And Malachim are agents that exercise their own control within a limited sphere. They can't be Meira Omeitiv, but they do make decisions. The Rambam says they have free will. Not like our free will to do evil, but they have free will over to exercise their mission. The mission is in their control. So why isn't that a sub-deity? You see, there's a klal in the Torah. Wherever it says Malach, it'll always say Hashem afterwards, or before. Like when the Malach said, Ma'er hi molet shama, ki lo uchal asos davar. Okay? Next pasuk is, V'Hashem him tiral snom v'amalamora. You see? And, Elokim aser asher eshalcho v'asel afan avim risol kimo ro asim yodi v'arayom azeh ha-malach ha-gol asim yiko ro. So it says, but it says, Elokim ro asim. There always is Elokim when you have Malach. And the same thing that when Yaakov Vinu told Rachel and Leah, Va'era Bachalom, that Malach, Yisrael Malach Bachalom Alayla, but then later he says, Ani Kel Shakai. So they're always used interspersed. It's never just the Malach himself. What's the reason? So Ibn Ezra says, because the Malach and Hashem is the same thing. In other words, if you're referring to the Malach, you're referring to the vehicle that God used. Referring to Hashem, you're referring to the source. So the difference between a Malach and a sub-deity is a Malach is really the method that Hashem employs. But it is not a power in itself. It can't be Meira Omeitiv. That's the difference. Once the person believes it can be Meira Omeitiv, then it's sub-deity. Then it has its own powers. But the Malach, when we say Malach, it comes from the word Malacha, which means that's the way God does his work. But the Malach can't do anything except that which he's instructed to do. He can't be Meir Omeitiv. He doesn't have that kind of a Bechira. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's a matter, so they shouldn't have said that. Right. I mean, they use the improper language. Okay, that's a matter, sure. Ibn Ezra is... it could be by Yaakov Avinu with Rachel and Leah. Or Era B'chalom. That's in where? That's in Vayishlach. No? In Vayetze. I believe it's Hodi. You can check it. One second.
What?
I'll
check it in.
Okay.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Amal, first of all, is also a created being. Isn't sub-deities, they overview will be always coexisting with Hashem?
No, sub-deities are created.
Also created.
But they're the ones who believe in sub-deities, they believe they're created, but they believe that they were given certain powers to do good or evil.
Autonomously. Okay.
The prime movers, in a sense. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Sounds like you're saying they really hold that the idol is the God, no?
That's the mistake.
Right, but
Shelo Yitu, they shouldn't make a mistake and think that that there is no God. No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say. See, you gotta be careful. Everything he says is different. What he says over there, he says. No idolater ever did assume that any image made of metal, stone, or wood has created the heavens and the earth and still governs them. In other words, they believe, because that explains, they believe there was just a symbolic representation. But they didn't believe the thing itself has power. Right. But he says they don't believe he created the heaven and earth. That they don't believe. In other words, they don't deny. Okay. I hear what you're asking.
People actually knew what was going on, knew that it was really the Malach. They forgot about God. And the other people who just, like the Hamon Av, just didn't know what was going on, they just started selling the statue.
That's a good question.
That's some dandy person.
I'd like to see. You have a different edition of the Moran, not in the Friedlander translation.
What's the question?
His question is that that the Rambam says, and the first Rambam says that no idolater ever believed that the. Well, it's not a contradiction, really, because he says he never believed that the stone figure created heaven and earth. That's what he says. But then, right. So it's not a contradiction.
That's what he says in Mishnah
Torah.
The
real dumb Amon Am.
Right, just the.
Yeah, but that he's not talking about those.
That's not. When he's not a dumb. Right. No, please.
None of the leadership.
Yeah. They have Torah like that. That they make the idol. They cook part of the. This is the god, and then we cook part of our wood. We cook our meal on it. They made the idol on one part of the wood. They cooked their god was one part of the wood, and they cooked the meal on the other part of the wood.
Jeremy, You see, he doesn't say that they deny the existence of God. That's not the Lashon in the Kafach's edition. He says, V'choshu ki zeh shayach v'hoya zeh gorem lehe oder mitziuso yis'ala mitodos ha'amon, to absent his mitzius from the knowledge of the masses. In other words, that they didn't search any knowledge of God. Doesn't mean that they deny that God exists. They just remove them from God. Remove them from thinking about God. That's the translation. That makes sense.
That was the successful thing. Like, the original purpose was for them to know about it. The whole reason to do a vote in the first place.
Right.
It was to make the Hamon know. Because the philosophers don't need it.
That's correct.
For the Hamon, but once they turned into something else, it caused them to...
Turn away from God and to turn to... So the translation, this translation is not good. Many times this translation is faulty.
Yes, sir.
The Freelanders. Yeah. Okay.
So that is. At
some point,
they did. At some point? Yeah. The people where the leaders thought there was only the Malach, and the Hamon thought there was only the statue.
That what? That the stone itself has power?
They thought, first thing, first way to the Anosh, that
was. Yeah, read it. Wait.
Rebbe?
Yes.
What was faulty about Freelander?
Freelander says it made them deny the existence of God.
I thought he meant in the minds of the Hamon.
Yeah, but it's not true. Because because Ram said before that no idolater denied the existence of God. So just because they serve the sub-deities doesn't mean that they didn't believe in God anymore. It just turned them away from God.
Ibn Tibbet has it the other way, I think.
Has Ibn Tibbet have it?
Yeah,
what's Lashon Leheder?
Leha Eder Mitziuso Yisala Meha Amonas Hamon.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's impossible to think that from the masses.
I don't see why. I don't see why. Because factually, like the Egyptians, they worshipped sub-deities. But they didn't deny the existence of a supreme being.
Yeah, but I think Budge said that the priests knew that, but not the average guy.
No, I don't know if that's true. I think Kafach's translation is more accurate. I don't know if Ibn Tibbet means exactly. He says head there means to absent. In other words, to the absence of thinking in the knowledge of God, but not that they deny the existence of God.
Yeah, in the Mishnah,
he talks about it. What
is that, God?
Shanasu.
Shanasu Atsuro Sahilu Bigwalam Ludamutam. About Surah Lamim Loyasha Makiro, Lo Yodo, El Yhid Baulam.
I mean that was the final progression.
Yeah. Okay.
And that supports Ibn Tibbet's translation.
I mean,
what? No, so you have to say in the Mora what he was talking about was originally the Chachamim.
Right, the original of the Avodah. I mean, Dor Enosh.
So the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu was talking about thousands
of years before. And no idolater ever did it to the ending. Yeah, right. This is Thir in the Mora, why? Right, that no image made of wood or stone. But because that nobody believed in, because they always believed that the image is a reflection of a spirit. Right.
Of the Chacham, none of them believe.
But in other words, he's saying that no idolater believed that the image of stone or wood was it created the heaven and the earth. That nobody believed. But you're right. I mean, he does say in the Yad that they reached a point where they denied the existence of God completely, and they just believed in the sub-deities. Only sub-deities.
But one of the more reasons, you must know that the idolaters and worshiping idols not believe there's no God besides them. So that
can be no, the, what?
When he says in the Mora that idolaters and worshiping idols, if they don't believe that there's no God besides them,
He means that there's a.
Apparently, there are idolaters and know that there's just like a star and no God.
Which part of your
The final paragraph, you must know.
You must know.
The first half of that sentence sounds like he always hold there's God. God himself.
Rebbe?
No, I think he means the because he quotes the pasuk, doesn't he?
He quotes that halachah.
No, I mean in the Mora. Idolatry is founded on the idea that a particular form represents the agent between God and his creation and his creatures. So there he's speaking about the original of the Avodah Zarah.
Use that pasuk
in the Yad. Doranosh. Yeah, right. Right. Right.
Rebbe.
Yes. I guess he means the real idolaters, the original ones. Yes.
Yeah. In the Mishnah Torah, he does make a distinction between the Am Haaretz and the Qumran, the Chachamim of the Hashemah.
Right. Right.
So it is possible for the Amon to really go sink to the level. They think that Surah itself. There's not even a spirit behind it. They really believe in that thing. Itself.
That's correct. I mean, in Kafach's edition, the translation is better. V'ata yadeh shekol mi she'ov ar avodah zara lo avdo mitoch hanocha she'ein eloka zulasa. That means that he did believe in God. V'lo dima adam me'olam bedoros she'ovru. V'lo yidme minu asidim she'atzura she'u osa min al-matches al min avonim v'aitzim osa atzura boras ha'shemayim v'aretz. V'yam manigam osam. V'lo avodim el avderach she'em d'mus That's the sub-deities. He's going on the original ones. He's definitely going on the original ones. I mean, I think the translation is bad. The whole paragraph is bad. But if you look in Kafach, it comes out very, very clear. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. So let me see. Did I want to say anything more? Yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam also talk about giving praise? You talk about bakasha and praise also. Like Rambam and Shabbat.
Right.
So would that also be common with the Rambam? Should that also
be? What's the Lashon Rambam there?
Yeah. Shulam was one with the Mosayim, Imram Shulam lo Bechira, and the Ratzon Yisara. And Osen Osam Mosayim, Lahagiyat and Amelav, and the Kapo Yisara Yechavnu, Hamach Shavos, Yehanyuk, Omash Yisara.
So it means he simply disregards the idea of the Dor HaAnash. He's saying that that idea, I guess that was an idea of Dor HaAnash, that God wants you to praise him through worshiping the creation. But that's not what he's talking about in the Yesogos. That was their idea. There's no reason for him to bring that into the Yesod. That idea is gone. But the only reason that a person would do it naturally is because he thinks that it's worthy of worship. So that would be a violation of the Iker. But if he did it like Dor Enosh, then it wouldn't be a violation of the Iker, but it would be a violation of another Iker. That you're not allowed to do a service that misleads people. But that wouldn't be the Iker in Das. But he doesn't deal with Dor HaAnash, because that was a specific idea. And that idea is non-existent anymore. Nobody does that. The only reason that they do it is because they think it's an emsayah. So the Ram was speaking in the Ikarim, he was speaking in Behova, in the way things are. Okay. He's speaking the way people are. Nobody has Dor HaAnash idea. Okay. All right, but it is amazing, Rambam, that the way he defines the chait of Dor Enosh, that it simply was a mistake in the act of worship. The act of worship, because it's misleading. That was the mistake. And the tos was that they didn't realize that it's misleading, that it might mislead. They were chayav for that, because they didn't realize the attraction. They didn't think into the fact that there's an attraction to sub-deities, and that's what it's going to lead to. So that was the chait. Yeah, that's right. That's what it means, Nivra Atzos. Yeah, the Eitzah was bad. The Eitzah was bad.
When you say that what makes the sub-deity is Mira Mehiv, is that Mira Mehiv in terms of man?
In terms of man, right.
So isn't that really just like a malach? It's functioning as a function, but it's choosing how the function
is helping. No, that's the point I wanted to make before. That the malach is not meira or meitiv. Meira meitiv is only God. The malach is the word malacha. It's the means which God uses to bring about his will. Osa malacha vruchos. Mishar savesh loit. So it means it's the medium. It's just the medium. Medium for bringing about what he wants to achieve.
When you're talking about the free will of the malach, though, and how to carry out what's supposed to be, so isn't same mirror on Meiti, but not in terms of, but only in terms of how we view it. That isn't wouldn't the sub-deity be doing the same thing? It's choosing how to view it. Now for us, that could be good for us or bad for us.
No, I don't understand. In other words, in one case, it's only God. He's the only one that's Roy Lespal. Lo Levada Roy Lespal, and he's the only one that could be mayor or Meitiv. So he's the only power. But if you say that there's a sub-deity that has its own powers, that's Avodah Zarah.
How would say that they have Bechira and not say that they're Meir?
Who?
The Malachim.
Oh, the Malachim don't have Bechira, that kind of, he says it's not that kind of Bechira. One time I went through that. The only thing, they execute their mission intelligently. So they exercise, they have the free will to exercise their intelligence, but it's a different kind of free will. They can't do good or bad. They can't do good or bad. They can't do what God tells them not to do or go against God. That bechira they don't have. It's a different kind of bechira. It means that they have to use their intelligence to bring about a certain result. That bechira they have.
There are scales of good within which they can operate.
What?
There are specific scales of good within which they can operate. They can do neither
good or bad,
but within good, which they are commanded to do,
right.
There are degrees to which they can excel.
They choose their intelligences, so they choose the best means. But they don't have any choice.
Sometimes when a malach decides,
will harm that man, correct? No. Only God decides. The malach is sent. Only God decides. But he decides, for instance, in Saddam. He decides how to destroy Saddam. process. And he does it most intelligently. But that's because God ordered him to do it. And he's the vehicle of doing it. But God knows what is that he's going to operate according to his intelligence. He's going to do it. It's just a vehicle. It's just a vehicle. Okay? That's clear?
Pretty good way for technically speaking, that act, if someone wants to do that act, just like in a, for whatever reason,
right,
and he did that act today, that would be considered a fine as a vice of a zoo.
Yeah, that's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says, the zoo you can, that's right. It's not a Vodazara in mind, but it's a Vodazara in fact. The worship, Vizui Iker of Vodazara. He doesn't mean it's the Iker, the principle. He means this is the Iker Maisa of Vodazara. That's what the Rambam means. Bechayev Mis for sure. Absolutely. That's right. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in the Mara. He says they were Chayev Misa for doing that, even though they had the correct belief, but for doing an action which misleads people into denying God or veering away from God, so that is a an act which is Chayav Misa. Yes. Yes.
So you're saying he's tending to look at it and look at each step as like a separate false idea of God, but really he's really describing the Shem Hashem among man and different degrees of distortion within Hashem. I mean, like that first step, Dorian didn't make any mistake about God himself.
That one didn't make any mistake. Then sub deities. Right. Because he already brought about the sub deities. And then after sub deities, then they went to the denial of God and to the powers of the sub deities themselves. And then the furthest removed was the ones where they believed in these sticks and stones themselves. Okay? Alright, that's the wrong one. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if anybody else knows that. What? Say it again. And then it's a what? Yeah, well, yeah, but it's more than lift naiver. You're not dealing with a small thing here. You're dealing with God. Like the Rambam says, mistakes about God are the worst mistakes. So therefore, it's more than lifnei iver. It's a maisa which is machrev the olam. Alpha pishua. What? Yeah. Yeah. Erez of kachav. Right. Who does Ram say that? In Perek Aleph? Oh, Perek Beis Aleph. Oh, okay. So even if he serves like that, that's very good. I mean, that's exactly. That's right. Doesn't matter because he's doing the Maisa Avodah Zarah, which is intrinsically prohibited. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. But the pasuk Milei Racha Melech Hagoyim Ki Ein Kamocha is most learned and means that they have sub-deities, but they recognize a higher God. But the Rambam learns no. He says, U'ba'achas yito means, they learn U'ba'achas yito. I don't know how the Rambam learns the end of the Pasuk, because the end of the Pasuk is a little difficult. Because he says, U'ba'achas yivaru v'yichsalu. Musar havolam etzu. So most learn that Musar havolam etzu means the sub-deities. They only make a mistake about sub-deities, but they don't make a mistake about the Supreme Being. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way. He learns that they don't make a mistake about sub-deities either. That they just make a mistake in the derech of worship, but not in the idea. That's the Rambam. Okay, I'm glad we cleared that up. Yes?
Projecting, that he's a Melech Vox Rodom, that he would appreciate, if you will, these activities?
And that's the way you could learn the Rambam. But if you just have the Yad. But with the assistance of the Mara, you see he doesn't learn that way. Because he says clearly that the evil is that they cause other people to veer away from God. So you see that that's the only evil, and it fits in very well with the rest of what he says. Otherwise, very confusing, because he seems to say they don't make any mistake, and then he says that it's a terrible thing, that there is a mistake. What is the mistake, and what's the nature of the mistake? And why is it Avodah Zarah? But that's what he explains, that the Derech Avodah Zarah is a Derech that's Mateh the Olam. That is Avodah Zarah.
The the irony is they tried to improve the people by giving them a vote that they could relate to, and then at the end it created a great tremendous collapse.
Well, that's why the Targum says Azuchal Lekor B'Shem Hashem,
that
that it did have a beneficial momentarily. Apparently, had a beneficial thing. But they prayed to God. That corroborates
Ibn
the
Rambam.
What?
The Ibn Ezra.
Right. Ibn Ezra learns that way too.
Yeah.
So what does he say?
He says.
I need somebody learns that way.
Vata Sheheichelu Lespalel.
I see.
The Ilu Hayah Michilu Hayah Hashem Samach El Hamila.
Azuchal Hashem.
Yeah.
So Yuhuchal means began.
Began.
Eichelo. Interesting. So he learns a way too, the Ibn Ezra. So the question is, if they were over the Avodah Zarah, so why did it lead to be mispalled to Hashem? But according to the Rambam, it's perfect. Because they had the right idea, but the practice that they implemented was wrong. So it could lead to a good thing, but in the end it leads to terrible things. That's what he says, and somebody mentioned to his Rebbe, Nivara Atzas Chachmei Osador, that the Eitzah was bad. It was bad Eitzah. It's amazing, Rambam. Okay, I think we came across it many times. I think that's finally got it straight. Okay. Yeah.
In terms of the, before
Dor Enosh?
The reason Dor Enosh was starting all of these practices was in order to educate the Hamas, so they should have a Avodah Hashem, so they would have that.
Right.
So was there a problem that the Haman was attracted towards Avodah Zarah in the more primitive form?
Right. Right. Haman, right. Right.
So when the Rambam says, like, this is the beginning of Avodah Zarah, doesn't mean it's good because you have Avodah Zarah other than the Dor Enosh. They were trying to respond to that.
I don't know about that. What does Rambam say?
I'm wondering. What are they responding to? Everyone understands God.
He doesn't say anything. He says that was the first Avodah Zarah, apparently, according to him. That was the original. Why did they do it?
What would they have played would happen if they didn't? What was the purpose of them instituting tefillah instead of avodah?
What was the purpose?
Just letting people know more about that.
No, because they wanted to promote Kavod Hashem.
But Hamon wouldn't have made a mistake about this. It wasn't just they were afraid that Hamon would go elsewhere.
I don't know. I don't know where else to go at that time. I don't know.
The way the Rambam says it is, it seems like he's the reason for all of Avodah Hashem, and that in the footsteps is that they should have put their Hashem into Hamon. In the sense that before he talked about them turning away from God towards other things, he explains what the purpose of turning them towards God is. In a moment.
Yeah, explain. I don't understand. What? That's right. That's the toss.
So
they took away the prerogative they can only serve God.
But the purpose of serving God is for his name to be fully established, for his existence to be
right.
established.
Right.
So it seems that without the service, that people wouldn't be able to exist, they'd be lacking.
That's what it led to.
No, why did they? Did you think why they have a vote on the election?
I don't understand.
Why is the vote?
Vote because it's a natural thing. Because you shvach shemakom.
It's not to teach the people.
What?
No. In order that the people should be firmly established in this regard.
I don't know where you're reading from.
In this one, it's on 351.
So what, read it.
Right, so they took the Tzitzit Baruch God, worship, which was commanded in order that the belief of the people in his existence should be firmly established.
And he quotes a pasuk,
the
word,
and you shall save the word.
Yeah, in other words, that's now going to the mitzvah Satorah. That the mitzvah Torah is to worship God in order that everybody should know the existence of God. That's in countries, and their system led on the contrary. That's what he's saying. He's showing you the contrast between our system and their system.
Wasn't that their goal? Was it to make him
established? Yeah, that was their goal. But it was, but they didn't implement it properly. They implemented it in a way which accomplished the outcome.
Was there an attraction to it? Was that what you're responding? That the need to put me established? there's some root that there's
The thing is, the mitzvah is to establish it. Why to establish it? It means it's really a perfection in itself. But you can't just be concerned with yourself. You have to be concerned with others. So the mitzvah establishes this idea. That's the purpose of a mitzvah. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a mitzvah. What? Yeah.
I think there's a Gemara in Shabbos.
That says...
I think it will be explained according to the Rambam.
I know what you're referring to. That a person that's Shomer Shabbos... Yeah. That's an interesting thing.
That'll be a hard one to collect anyone else.
Yeah. I know. They all ask on that chazal. What does it mean? But according to the Rambam, it's very good.
Yeah.
According to the Rambam, it's very good. But how does it tie into Shabbos?
Okay, Shabbos shows he has the right idea of the Creator.
Bris. That's also talking about Shabbos.
If you keep Shabbos,
yeah,
well,
okay.
It'll be
Mochel.
No,
I feel over the Vodazar Gedar Enosh.
It's related to the system. Just making a mistake.
That the very chose is commitment in the halachic system in terms of the Creator. So that's exactly what his mistake is in terms of my Sabora, like Dor Enosh, to hear in terms of the recognition of the Boreola, and he's showing the subservience to the halachic system.
Right. But also, the thing is, Shabbos is an abstract thing. Doesn't have anything material. It's an abstract dose. So if he's Shomer Shabbos Kehilchasa, so he shows that he really is relating to the one who to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an abstract way, in a totally abstract way. So that would counter the practice. See, the practice is bad because it's a practice that leads people away from God. But Shabbos is really a practice that leads people towards God because it's totally abstract. So he's compensating for the abstract. He's compensating with the abstract. What? Right.
It's the same idea before or after, but today, since it's after the mistake, everyone preaches how those are.
Okay, so?
Right, because Shabbos means you're not relating to it in that post-mistake manner, but you're really relating to it in the way they did, which, even though it didn't lead to the mistake, it's not actually false. It demonstrates which way you're relating to it.
You mean because it's abstract?
It's power.
Because Shmir Shabbos is abstract, so therefore you're showing that you only believe in the abstract. Mm-hmm. You don't believe in the Mochon Lom means the Mochon.
It doesn't
mean
you're
not
allowed to do it.
No. I'm not allowed to do it.
Dor
Enosh is not a good practice.
Not a good thing.
That's gone. Okay. I have to think of it a little more. I mean, but you're right. According to the Rambam, at least you can work on it.
Right. All right, when are we going to do the Ramban?
Okay, let's go further. Let's go further than the Ramban. Second line.
Now we're up to the Ramban.
Now we're up to the Ramban? Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
I just wondering, how would you compare superstitious practices to sub-deities? Would it be the same mistake with regards to the knowledge of God?
That's a little not clear. Can I say it again?
Superstitious practices as compared to sub-deities.
Superstitious practices?
With regards to the knowledge of God.
Your superstitious practices is not as bad as Subdeities. It means that he believes in. I mean, what exactly is the defect in there? It means he denies Chav Onesh, and he believes that doing certain things will protect him. But that's not like a sub-deity. But it's a denial of Chav Onesh.
Abba going to a kever and diving there.
It's the emotions. It's the beginning of the emotions of Avodah Zarah. I mean, that's all part of the same system. But it's not really, at that point, it's not really Avodah Zarah, just superstition. But superstition has in it the seeds of Avodah Zarah. If he has a rabbit's foot, he thinks it's a lucky thing. He doesn't believe it's a deity, but then there's some magical attachment to it. And then the next thing is that there's a magical attachment to some kind of a deity. So it's like the beginnings of Avodah Zarah. That's why many hold that that Ben Noach is Usher in Kishuf and all those things. Because it really is the beginning of the emotions of Avodah Zarah. Okay?
Is diving at a kever the same as diving to a malach?
Davening to a kever?
When they go to a kever and they're asking...
If they pray to God, there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, no, but they assume that this deceased tzaddik will somehow ferry their tefillah, will give them some sort of a tefillah advantage.
You mean an intermediary?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
That's
the in the wrong.
Diving to a malach is identical.
That's identical. That's identical. It's Dar Shalom Mason. If you use him as an intermediary, that's it. I mean, then he violates the secret. I think Mishnah Berurah mentions that you shouldn't be inspired when you go through Kvaris, you shouldn't be inspired through the Mason. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Gemara that says that, I don't know the meaning of it, but isn't there a Gemara that says you're supposed to be inspired in certain Lashonos because the Malachim understands certain Lashonos? And...
Right.
So what does that mean?
They
don't know Aramis.
Malachi Asharis don't understand Lashon Aramis.
Right.
But what it means is, I didn't see Asharam having tips of Gemara, but I would assume it means that it's a Lashon Maguna. That's what the Gemara means. That they don't understand Lashon Aramis means in the way of saying that that's not a correct Lashon, so you shouldn't use that because it's not a correct Lashon.
Right. Why does the Gemara use Malachim? Just say
it's a mashal. Malachim means a high, the elevated beings don't use that Lashon. So it's a Lashon Maguna, so you shouldn't use Lashon Maguna. Okay. So where are we at in the Ramban? Okay, go ahead.
Sefer Mora Hanavuchim Zmirish Harav, Womar, Sheinu Tzarech B'Mitzios Masha Nimtza, Velo B'Kiyam Et Mitziuso Lezulotho, Ava Mitziuso Tazbek Ba'atma.
Okay, that sounds nice, but what does it mean? There's machlekes on this, and what exactly the lashon of the Mara Nevuchim, what the Mara meant. But the Ramban is giving you his interpretation, same as Ibn Tibbon's. But the other translations are different. But let's take his first. What is his?
Doesn't need anything else.
You see how difficult it is with the Mara Nevuchim. And the Ramban says a completely different pshat than the plain linguistics lend themselves to. But Shmuel ibn Tibbon also has it just like the Ramban. But what is he saying? Let's see what he says. How do you read it? That means what?
So he doesn't need any other existence to give something its existence.
He doesn't need any other existence to give something its existence? She'ein etzorach.
He has no need for anything.
That's right. Shein etzarach b'metzias mashin emsa. He has no need for anything that exists in the universe. He has no need for anything that exists in the universe. Okay? In other words, he doesn't benefit at all from the universe. He doesn't satisfy himself in anything in the universe. Not with man, not with anything that exists. Okay, go ahead. What does that mean?
to maintain him.
Yeah, exactly. He has no need of anything else to sustain his existence. So what is it? So he's saying two different things. One thing is he has no need for anything in the universe. And then he's saying that he has no need for anything to maintain his existence. So what is the, what are these two things here? What?
Sounds like the same thing,
huh? Sounds like the same thing, right? Yeah, what's the difference? One is the universe and the other one he says doesn't need anything. He switches from the universe to anything. But I mean, what is the two things? What are the two things? And why are they broken up that way? He's just said, ain't it circle, ain't it circle is the lesson. Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Well, one's physical and one's non-physical. The universe refers to physical things.
And Zulasa means anything.
Anything.
Physical and non-physical.
Correct.
He doesn't say universe, it's existence.
Is what?
It doesn't say the universe, it's not the universe that's everything else. It's like just the nimtzum and existence.
That, those things which exist.
That means physical.
And it's mashia nimtzum.
No.
Yeah, yeah, nimtzum means what exists. But nimtzum means, mitzvah mashia nimtzum means the creation.
That means physical.
That means the creation. Mitzvah mashia nimtzum.
It's only created, not physical.
What?
Not everything created is physical. So not
okay, I understand. Like a malach.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
So I think what the what the Rambam is saying, in the way the Ramban interprets it, it means like this. It means that the term, you see, the Rambam says that you know God through negatives. So the negative is from man. He's saying, simply put, he's saying like this. He's saying the term need doesn't apply to God. The term need does not apply to God. Now, what is need? So there are two types of needs. A person has a need for entertainment. He has a need for good tasting food. He has a need for pleasures. That's one kind of need. Another kind of need is a need to sustain himself. So that's why the Rambam says that it's a negation of both of those categories vis-a-vis God. That he doesn't have any need for the universe means he doesn't attain any benefit out of it. He doesn't need it like a person needs a television. He gets satisfaction out of it. He doesn't get any satisfaction. He doesn't satisfy anything in himself from the universe, from the existing universe. That's the first thing. The second thing is he doesn't have any need, the second concept of need is need to sustain oneself. So he doesn't have that kind of a need either. So he doesn't need anything to sustain him. He's not in need of anything to sustain him. Okay. But the Rambam is breaking it down into two negations. Two negations based upon the two definitions of need. So he's saying that the term need does not apply to God. That's right, it makes sense to bring it to the rear.
Because those are the two kinds. You never say you need the Bria for his existence because he created it. You could think he gets a pleasure out of it.
That's correct. Right. You could think that he created the Bria because he wants to gain pleasure out of it, derive some type of satisfaction. Mm-hmm. So that's why he says that with regard to the Bria. But with regard to the other statement, that's he doesn't need anything to sustain it. Okay. That's the wrong.
That's
die. That's die. That's die. Die means there's no, the term need doesn't apply to him in any fashion or manner. Okay? Now there's another interpretation, yes?
Shouldn't he even see so be first because that's the primary? That going to his existence itself?
The opposite, right?
Yeah, because first you're saying that he doesn't have any need. He doesn't have any need from the universe to be satisfied. I don't know why the other one should be first.
It should be the other way.
No, because Kimitsuyuso is his existence himself, right?
Right.
So isn't that more primary in terms of his existence, what his needs are? The other one is satisfaction. Or to maintain the existences, to maintain the maintenance of the existences more primary to the external needs.
But there's an easier hobby to think that God gets a pleasure out of the universe and thinks he really needs something else to exist. It's much easier to make that mistake.
You mean the order? I think the first one is even more, correct? The first one's even more. And not only doesn't he need his existence, but he doesn't have any needs at all. So he mentions the first one first. First one's even more. I'd even need in that sense, and certainly not in the sense of kin. That's what he means. Okay. But the word need has a deeper meaning in terms of existence. So that's why he says that the term need doesn't apply. Not the simple term need, not the full term need. Okay. All right. Go further.
Did you say there was a second way of learning?
Oh, second way of learning. Yeah, you want to read the Friedlander? Friedlander is second way. Or Kafach. 63. Okay. 95 at the end of the paragraph. Let me read Kafach better. Hakavana Bakach. She'eino zokuk b'hamtzoas ma shehimtzi v'lo b'asmodas kiyumo l'zulaso. What does he mean? She'eino zokuk b'hamtzoas ma shehimtzi v'lo b'asmodas kiyumo l'zulaso. He doesn't need anything to assist him in the creation, and he doesn't need anything to assist him in the continuation of that which is created. So that simply means that he's omnipotent. He's omnipotent. So that it seems that that's the question of the Lashon. Linguistically, I assume it goes more like Kafach, but conceptually, it's makes more sense like the Ramban, because really, what? The Ramban's quoting. I mean, he just had Ibn Tibbon.
Well, you
can
probably have the
Arab.
I don't know.
Rabbi Ramban had Al-Kharizi's translation, not Ibn Tibbon.
Oh, okay. So Al-Kharizi also translated that way. Very good, very good. Very good. Okay, but the thing is, to me, the Ramban makes more sense. Because you're saying die in terms of God himself is really more like the Ramban. That if you're saying he doesn't need anything else to help him in the creation, that's a specific. But you're not saying die ba'atzmo. According to the Ramban, it's his atzmuso is die. He's die, his whole atzmius is die. So that's why I think the Ramban and the Ibn Tibbon's Pirish is a better Pirish. It's a better Pirish.
The fact that it's combined with Kale, does that imply the
Rebbe Nun is Meisim? Yeah, Rebbe Nun is Meisim, yeah. But it's two different things.
Right. No, but I'm saying that the fact that you don't just have Shachai, you have Kale in the back.
Right.
It points to the fact that it seems that it's reference to God's
Meisim.
Yeah,
power. Right, his power. You mean Kale is really omnipotent.
So
the Ramban is a better writer than the Ramban. Because Kale means power, powerful, And Shakai means that he himself has died. That the term ni doesn't apply to him. His metzius is kolol everything. Doesn't leave anything to be needed. Okay? Okay. All right. You want to go further than the Ramban? Okay, go ahead.
Rabbi Avraham, Tereshel, Vishem, Hanagit, Val, Migizras, Shodei, Omar, Menatzeh, Mushadeid, Ma'arachos, Hashemayim. Zehu Hanachom, Umidas, Hagura, Menhagas,
It's interesting. Shodei, you know what Shodei means? Robbers. No, Shodei Laila. So that's what the word Shodei usually means, a robber in Tanakh. So what does it have to do with this? Because what? Right. Because the Shodei, the robber, breaks the societal law. He rules over the societal law, destroys the societal law. So Shodei means that God rules over the natural law. Okay, go ahead. Means the Shamata, right. Means the Ashgacha.
Tam Lahazkir Ata Zahashem. Ki bo yasu hanisim hanistarim vatsadikim. Lahatsiel mimaves nafsham. Ulchayosam burav vuliftosam bimulchama. Via harav. Kichol hanisim hanasim la Avram la avos. Ubechol habayim betora. Parshas im bechukosai. Uparshas v'hayaki savo, v'brachos u'buklalos, shakulam nisim him, ki ein min ha-teva sheyavau ha-gishamem v'itam, v'avdenu ha-elokim, v'lo sheyihiu ha-shamayim kebarzel, kasher nizra shana ha-shviyas, v'chein kohe ha-yehudim shebetora, aval kulam nisim, v'kulam tisnatzeach ma'areches ha-mazalos, Ella she'in bahem shinoi mimin hago sha'olam kinisim hanasim alayde Moshe Rabbeinu, the Esra Hamakos, the Kriyas Hayam, the Haman, the Habe'er, the Zulasam, Shehem Mopsim Mishanim Hateva, the Pirsim, the Hem Sheyasu Vishim Hamiyuchad Asher Higidla. Lachain, Amar Ata.
It means Vera Lavram was your Kil Shakai, Ushmir Hashem Lanadatuan. So that's only the Shem Hamiyuchad. Go ahead. So basically, sounding like saying that Kel Shakai is that he performs nisim, but they're within the framework of the natural law. Okay, like when the Sati Kishmechem Beitam. So there has to be Hashgacha in order for that to happen. It doesn't happen naturally, but it's not a breach in the natural law. Hashena came the Mofsim of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Osos of Mofsim in Mitzrayim. That's a breach in the natural law. Okay, like a stone to give forth water is a breach in the natural law. Yes.
If that wasn't going to happen naturally, the fact that it happened must be a breach in the natural law.
Yeah, but it's a different kind. It's a different kind of breach.
The same forces, it's just manipulating
So then whatever you manipulate, that is not the way nature was going to go.
That's right, but there's a difference between manipulating the elements in nature and between changing the elements. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Malach of Osa, Malach of Ruchos. So that's Ashgacha. But there's no breach in the natural law. He doesn't take a Ruach and make it into an Eish. That's something else.
The Makos themselves can be a quantity with the
nature. Okay, let's see what he wants to say first, okay? I know there are problems, but let's see what he wants to say. Go ahead. In other words, Ashgacha Hashem. Ashgacha. That's what he's telling Avram. So Kel Shakai means he's Menatzeach the Teva, and that's why he's telling Avram that he doesn't have to worry. that will go against the laws of the Teva that he will be able to have a child, and the whole Hashgacha. Okay. Now the Ramban says, go ahead. So in other words, whenever it says the Shem Havaya, it always says Kel Shekel, correct? You never have Shem Havaya by itself, by Avram, by the others. Okay? Right. But Sirif Kel Elyonimo, V'yasker Binyone Elokim. Right. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim. So say Avaya, but the Mitzarev to Avaya, Elokei Hashemayim.
Omar Hashem Yira Al Makam HaMikdash
HaAzir. Oh, so that's an exception. Because that has to do with the Mikdash, so therefore you have the Shem Avaya alone. That's the only case. Okay? Never mentions Kel Shakai. Why did he remove the Kel Shakai? What's wrong with that? Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Okay. So what is he? How does he answer the question? The question is, what happened to by Moshe? Moshe Ben is never Maska Kel Shakai. Right? Why not? Only the Shem HaMiuchad itself. And the Avos are maskir the Shem HaMiuchad, but the Tziruf with Kel Shakai or Elokei HaShemayim. What does he mean to say? What does the Rambam mean to say? And he says, that has to do with Aspaklai HaMira, Aspaklai HaShen HaMira. And the Shem HaVai alone has to do with the Osos HaMofsim that are Shinu HaTeva. And the Kel Shakai has to do with Shodeid, with the Gevura over the natural law. This is basically his whole format. You know what I mean? But what is his idea? Let's take the first question. Why is it that he doesn't mention Shekel Shekai? Moshe Rabbeinu.
It seems to be like a reversion to the old form, that means the limitation of how man can approach knowledge of God is just study of Kel Shekai. But now that they've already seen Machos and Kei Tiamshos, then it's more than that.
Who, the people?
Yeah.
I was talking Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu looked through Aspaklai HaMeira, and the other Nevi'im looked through a glass that's not Meira. So what is the, how does that answer the question? So it answers the question very simply, because Aspaklai HaMeira means he saw further. So that's why he doesn't say Kel Shakai, because he's more advanced. Okay, he's beyond. But the Avos didn't have that Aspaklai HaMeira. So therefore, they always had to be mitzarif to the Shem Havaya, the Kel Shakai. What does that mean? What does it mean? And then that's why he says, he quotes the Gemara there, where the Gemara says that Ki Lo Yirani Adam V'Choy is in line with the idea of Ki Lo Yirani Adam V'Choy is in line with the idea of Aspaklai HaMeira. Why?
He
needed to.
The other Nevi'im needed some kind, needed to sort of speak, picture God through some kind of physical intermediary.
And Moshe Rabbeinu?
Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need his imagination. His visual was different. It was Tal Pen.
So why is it Ki Lo Yirani Adam
V'Choy? That's why he just stated in the negative.
Ki Lo Yirani Adam V'Choy, that Moshe Rabbeinu can't do it.
Right. You couldn't see him positively, because he removed all the other, he removed any need for any form of image. So all that was left was, so to speak, to see God directly.
And that's impossible.
Right.
Yeah. But you see, so why do the others have the Kel Shakai combined with the Hashem Havaya? Well, Lekei Shemai Velekei Arts. Let's take a Lekei Shemai Velekei Arts. What it means is like this. What it means is that Havaya is Yichud Hashem. So the Avos knew Yichud Hashem. But they knew Yichud Hashem from studying the creation. From the Maisa Bereshis, they arrived at Yichud Hashem. Okay? But the Yichud Hashem was always tied to the Maisa Bereshis. Because the Maisa Bereshis was the vehicle through which they gained the Yichud Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Shem Havaya alone. It means he was able to contemplate God away without the assistance of reaching him through the Bria. So his Yichud Hashem was on its own. It's like Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. But so that means the Adon Olam before the Yitzir, the recognition of God before the universe. So the Avos was Azay Melech Shmo Nikra, was that they saw through the universe. But Moshe Rabbeinu was able to mark the Borei Olam himself. Now that's why it's tied into the Nisim of the Shinui Ateva. What the Ramban is saying is like this, that the Nisim of the Shinui Ateva, in order to understand those, you have to understand the Borei Olam by himself. You see? Because he exists before the Teva. So if you understand he himself, then you can understand the Shinuya Teva. But if you understand God through the universe, you can only understand his control of the, you see his control of the Ashgacha. You can understand the Ashgacha, but you can't understand the breach in the natural law, which is a complete change in the natural law. That's what the Ramban says. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Shem HaMiuchad alone. Because he was able to be master God alone without going through the knowledge through the universe, which reflects God. So therefore he was able to understand the Nisim that are Meshana the Teva. Because that means he can understand Adon Olam the Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. So therefore he can understand God before he made the law. So therefore, we can understand how he could break the law, make a shinui in the law. For that kind of knowledge, you have to have the knowledge of Hashem Miyuchad alone. And that's why he says, Kulayirani Yoram Machoi, because Kulayirani means he himself. So that's what so Moshe Rabbeinu saw God himself without the assistance of the Bria. So he said, Kulayirani Yoram Machoi, that now what you're asking for is a further knowledge of that, and that's impossible. Further knowledge along your path, which is the Adias Hashem Ba'atzmo. Okay, that's what the Ramban is saying. Yes?
Can you explain any further how you could understand God outside of creation?
What else are you going to negative besides the creation?
What else?
And then the Rambam says in the Yad that God showed Moshe Rabbeinu something about his existence, which seems to be that it was more than negative knowledge, more than just negative knowledge.
That was a fellow on the back of his head?
No, it doesn't say what. It doesn't say what. He just says he showed him something from his Metzius that no one else ever saw before or after. So that's Risa Sachoroi. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to gain knowledge of God directly without the universe.
Is that one in the study Torah paragraph by the shortening of his back?
That's right. That's right.
The back and not the front?
Right.
That you're saying was some sort of positive knowledge?
It's a positive knowledge. And that's the Ramban is saying pretty much the same thing as Ram. I don't know how he learns the psukim there, but he's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu had that knowledge. He had a knowledge of God himself without going through the Bria.
Wasn't that much of it? That was, yeah, but, yeah, but
I know
that.
I know. I understand that. But I don't know if he's learning like the Rambam over there. And I can't. You can't limit the Ramban to the Rambam. I'm just using it as an example. Yes. Right.
I think Ram says in Mora that the whole Kuvi is reference to
the whole creation. That's right. That's good.
But isn't that saying that he?
That's very good.
But he arrived. So they're saying that he arrived at this knowledge of God through Masjid Rishis.
No. Yeah? It means the opposite. It means, according to Ramban, it means that he knew God himself, and then he understood how he made the creation. That's what. Okay, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panacha means that I'll show you the creation from the beginning to end. Why I created it this way, how I created it this way. So that means he has to have a knowledge of God himself.
Kol Tuvi is only possible if you already have something beyond it.
That's correct. That's the framework, right. Right, yeah. How do they do Nisim?
Because he's saying, he's still imagining that since Moshe being a Bruce is other than him, like they didn't have a Sephardim.
Right.
So why wouldn't the other Nevi'im limited, just like the others, to only think which are Nisim style, had an Aliyah or Yoshua to Nisim?
Only Moshe Ben Nisim.
What happened
by Harlow? They didn't take
this in all those things, though. Shaman.
Fire is a normal thing.
Lightning.
I can't go. I mean, but that's that we have a Masorah on, that no one did the Osa Moshe and Moshe Rabbeinu did. I mean, that's the pasuk. The end of Chol Yad HaChazaka. Lo Kam Be Yisrael Kmo Sheod. So his miracles were totally different. That's clear. What do you mean? That's true also, that's true also, but it doesn't. But the Nisim themselves, the Nisim Shinasa, the Amar Shabbana, could only be done for Amar Shabbana. Nobody else did Nisim Amar Shabbana. Yeah, but I'm telling you, they're not the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. And not the Nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's an Ibn Ezra that only Moshe Rabbeinu could do it. Moshe Rabbeinu was necessary for the Nisim. The Nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu were based on the knowledge of God before the Teva. So therefore he knows how he makes the Teva and how he can break the Teva. That's the Nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Teva, so then you can understand the Ashgacha. Then you can understand the Ashgacha, but you can't understand Nisim that changed the whole Teva. That's a different level. That's only, means they understood the Ashgacha, but they didn't understand God himself to know how he makes the law so that to know how he could break the law. It can only relate to God through knowledge. So it can only be for knowledge, not a magic show. Ramban, right? Ramban, what Ramban says, that Avram Avinu Vidarek, Avram Avinu Lehiskim B'Dvar Hashem Yudke Rak B'Tzirif Hashem Hakosav Balav Dalet. He never mentions Hashem Yudke Vavke alone. Avram Avinu. Only B'Tzirif with Alav Dalet. Got a regular Chumash here. Okay, so where is that? So that's Tesvav Beis. Yeah. Tesvav Beis, right? Vayomer Avraham, Hashem Elokim Atit Li Vana Tesvav Beis. Is that right? Lil 17. Oh, it says no, Chevelle. I mean, maybe need a better. Tess of Bays.
All right.
Let me see. Hashem will kim matidli. That's what I mean. So he says he's showing example of tzir for Hashem. Okay. Yeah, and then he says also, he says, so that's one time. Obetzir of kel al yonimo. That's yudal chav beis. That's yudal chav beis. Yom avram al malzom rimosi yod yel Hashem kel al yon kone shemayim v'aretz. Okay. So those are two cases. Then he says, the Yisko bin Yonav Alakim v'chein yam ad Hashem alakesh man ad Hashem yira. Hashem yira is an exception. I'm not going to make that. Okay. Yaakov hiskir tamid kel shakai. Yaakov was always maskir kel shakai. What's the always? So the always is, just a second. Yeah, so Chevelle cites two places, Mem Gimel Yudalad and Mem Ches Gimel. Mem Gimel Yudalad. Kael Shakai Yitin Lacham Rachman Lefnei Oish. That was when Yaakov reluctantly sent Binyamin. Okay, so it says, Kael Shakai Yitin Lacham Rachman Lefnei Oish, Shilim Lacham Etzachich HaMachar Es Binyamin. And the other place was, Mem Ches Gimel, yeah. Mem Ches Gimel. By Yomer Yaakov al Yosef, Kael Shakai Nira Elai Beluz Beretz Kanan by Baruch Hashem. Okay, so that's two places. The Kael Shakai, so Yaakov Mask is Maske Tamid Kael Shakai. I mean, is that really Tamid? You have two places? And it doesn't really justify Tamid. To me, it doesn't seem like it. Then moreover, if you take a look in the Chumash, really, you find that Yaakov is Maskir Shem Hashem as well. It's Maskir Shem Hashem as well. I had to track it down. Let me see. Chav Ches Tazayin. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishinaso and Vayetze Vayomer Achen Yeshar Hashem b'makom hazeh Shem Avaya Achen Yeshar Hashem b'makom hazeh. Okay, Shem Avaya.
That's
Luz,
right? What?
That's Luz. Luz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I know that's Luz. So why does it help you though? What?
Also,
the fear
of by Hashem who took me out by the fear of the four Eitzah.
Where's that? Where's that? What are you talking about? Yeah, okay. Chavtes, Lamed Beis Gimel. Slow, you can give me some more if you have. Chavtes, Lamed Beis Gimel. Okay. Yeah, but that the Ramban would answer because he has a Lakeya of Avram, Lakeya of Yitzchak, but Tziruf. So that's Betziruf. Where does he have it without Bitzira? Just the Shem Havaya. The one I cited was just the Shem Havaya. That he says, it doesn't say Tziruf Elakevosai or Elakim or Kael or Shakai. Just Shem Havaya alone. What? Says the Makam, okay, says the Makam Migdash, Chav Teslan Beis. Hashem or Hashem, Chav Teslan Beis. The Imos also. The Imos also. Vayar Hashem Kisnu Leo, Vayiftach Asrachma, Vrachel Akora. Vatar Leo, Vatelebim, Vatagosh Merubim, Ki Omra, Ki Roh Ad Hashem, Havaya, Banyi, Ki Ato Yevani Ishi. Okay. Vatar Vatelebim, Vatam Ki Shoma Hashem, Havaya, Kisnu Anochi, Vitni Gamazel, Tikrash Mashima. Okay. So you see, so the Imos is the Shem Havaya alone. Isn't that strange that the Imos is the Shem Havaya alone? And the others have to use the Bitsiruf. And moreover, you have it again. When Yaakov complained to Lavan, So you have more places where it mentions the Shem HaMiuchad than where it mentions the what do you call it, where it mentions the Kel Shakai. So how could the Ramban say he's Maskit Tamit Kel Shakai?
Also, when he's speaking with Lavan, he uses
okay. There was more places also, I just don't remember. Somebody showed me, you showed me, where? That's when you showed me Lavan, there was another one also.
Where he's speaking to Lavan, he says, Kim'at, when he said, Kim'at over there, he said, Oyvarach Hashem, also.
Yeah, that was even Lavan himself used the
same Hashem. Yeah, Lavan himself uses the same Hashem. Right. Yeah. They knew the name, they said the name. Yeah. So there's an interesting interesting parsha in this week's parsha, strange parsha. Yeah, there's more. I know there's more. I just can't find right now. But there's more times we use the Shem Havaya. Yeah, where, which one is that? Where's that? Lamed Aleph Gimel. Vayomer Hashem el Yaakov. Okay, so you could say that it's not him being masker. It's not him being masker. Okay, but I know there's another one over here. But anyways. Where? Yeah, that's good. Very good. Yeah, that's right. That's another one. He's right. In Vayechi, yeah. Yep. That's the only one in the Brachas? Yeah, Vayechi and Vayechi. He's right. Yeshuascha Kvisi Hashem. Shem Havaya. That's right. So there's more cases where you have the Shem Havaya than you have the Kel Shakai. So what's the Ramban's principle? Strange, huh? Yep. Sounds like he didn't count them up. And he says, Maske Tumid Kel Shakai. Where is the Tumid? But I want to just point out a strange parsha in yesterday's Kriya. After the Maisa with where he escapes from Shechem. Okay, so the Nishmati Nevesi Vayamach Zon Yasa. Yasa Zachzan. Yemel Kimel Yakov. Kumale Vesel Veshev Shom. Vasei Shom Mizbeach Lakel Anira Elecha. Bevorchachom Neesa Vachicha. What do you mean? Who else? What do you mean? Lakel Anira Elecha? Or there's a separate deity? I mean, what is the kill near Lecha? The Hashem is Bech, Lelukim, Lashem, Lelukim. Yama Yaakov, El Beso, El Kolasher, Yama Asiris, El Hea Necha, Shevitz, El Chem, Etar, Rachmitis, El Sechem. The Nakuma, Venala, Beso, Ves Hashem is Bech, Lakea, La Ona, Osi, Buyom, Tsarasi, Vayi, Modi, Bader, Hashem, Alachti. That's his definition of Kale. Okay. And then it says, even when he went there, but even Shem's Bech Rikor Lamakom Kael Beisel Kisham Niglo Elov Olakim. What does that mean? Then it says, then you have another Nevor. Vayera Olakim Al Yaakov Obevol Mepadn Ram Vayvarchaso. Vayamal Olakim Shimcha Yaakov Vayikor Shimcha Od Yaakov Kim Yisol Yeshmecha Vayikor Shema Yisrael. Right. Then it says, "Vayomal olakim ani kel shakai prayer vei goy kal goyim yemi meko melach mechal tzachi etzel," and that's what he's referring to later when he says that kel shakai nira lebeluz beres kenon vayvarchasi in vayichi. He means this. He means this over here. Okay. But what is what's how do we answer these questions? So I was thinking that there's a pasuk in Tanakh that says that by David HaMelech, when he was in trouble, and by Achish Melech Gas, so he was in trouble in Ziklag, so the Plishtim captured his wives, and then some of his men, the whole thing over there. So it says, Vayischazek David Bar Hashem Alakov. Vayischazek David Bar Hashem Alakov. So what is the meaning of Vayischazek David Bar Hashem Alakov? So apparently what it means is his Yedias Hashem gave him strength. Okay. So what I want to say over here is like this, that what the Ramban means, you see, the Shem Avaya was known to the Avos, but there's a difference between the intellectual recognition of the Shem, the intellectual knowledge of the Shem, that's one form. But there's another thing in terms of actively participating in Yedias Hashem. The active participation in Yedias Hashem. And when is that essentially? Beis Tzara. The Vayischazek David Bar Hashem Alekov means Beis Tzara. It was Mischazek himself with the Yedias Hashem. Okay. So that's what the Ramban means. Ramban doesn't mean simply that wherever he's maskir, count up the times he's maskir. Is he maskir Shem Avaya? Is he maskir Kel Shakai? What he means is when he's in trouble. When he's in trouble, the shame that he relates to in his tefillas and in the nevuas is the shame of Kel Shakai. That's what he means. Yaskir Tomid, the Ramban doesn't mean that every time he says it, he's saying the Shem Hashem. It means whenever he's whenever he's in trouble, whenever he has difficulties. So then the shame that appears to him in his mind that he's maskir is the shame shall kill Shakai. Okay? And that really explains yesterday's parsha, because what do you mean? There's only one God. What does it mean to kill Nirelecha? Who else? So it means to say, in your knowledge of the Diyas Hashem, of the Kel Shakai, of the Kel Shakai. So, Asesham is Bechla Kel and Nirelecha Bavarchum and Eisav Achicha. The Kel Shakai, the Kel of the Ashgacha. Okay? And that's why it says, when Akumul Venala Beisel, the Asesham is Bechla Kel, her own Elsi Beyond Tsarasi. It's beyond tzara. The kale means that yidias Hashem, which stood by him beyond tzara. Okay. What? Chaf ches gimel. Yeah, no, it's not the right. Chaf ches. Yeah, that's correct. Kum lech padan aram base of Israel avi mecha v'kachtcha misham yisho v'bnos lavan achi mecha. He wasn't sorry. He was running away. V'keil shakai yivarech oscho v'yafrecho v'yabecho v'yisla ka'al amin. He didn't look as big as Avram. So it doesn't mean that that he was always maskir b'peh. The shame shakai. He could, as a reference, he knew also, like the Ramban says in Shmos, in Vayera, he knew the Shem Avaya. Because the Shem Avaya is the Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Tarim Kol Yitzir Nivra. So that he knew. And the, there's a reason when you masker that. Because then you want to be masker the source of all existence. Misham Avaya Olam. Okay? So then you're not masker the Kel Shakai. Like he couldn't say, when he was talking about, in Vayetze. Okay, what was the pasuk? I can't say Achen Yesh Kel Shakai b'makom hazeh. So he goes, Kel Shakai is, he means it's the Kvod Hashem, the Borei Olam, the Shchinte, Yekara the Shchinte. So who do you refer to? We refer to the Borei Olam. Because that's the Shem HaMiuchad. So the reference to the Shem HaMiuchad in many places, that's the only way, that's the only proper reference. Okay? So what the Ramban means, however, is that whenever it was an Eis Tzara, whenever there was an Eis Tzara, that the Shem, Yedias Hashem was poed to him from the Eis Tzara. And that Yedias Hashem is always Kel Shakai. It's always Kel Shakai. And that's from this part, from that parsha. And as a matter of fact, the Ramban says that Kumale Vesel Vishev Sham. Vasei Sham is Beach Lakel and Nira Elecha. So the Ramban says, what is Vishev Sham? Live there, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do there? So the Ramban says, Ulay it means that he should be Midabe Pashem over there before he makes the Karbanos. Vishev Sham. Means he should be Medavik Bashem, he should think about the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Ramban means. This parsha really corroborates the Ramban's whole idea. Corroborates the whole idea of the Ramban. V'asei shem zech lokeh l'anir elecho b'varcho m'nei yesod l'chicha. Lokeh l'ono osi b'yom tzarasi. That I have the idea of his ashgacha. Yi modi b'derech asher lachti. So that's what he means. He's Tamid Maskir, the Shem Kel Shakai. He's Tamid Maskir, more than two places. He right over here. He's, this is the Kel Shakai. It's many times in the Torah. Yes.
Are you saying that, that's because of the level of the others, they didn't relate to the Shem Avaya in terms of like their security? Like, would Moshe use the Shem Kel Shakai also?
No. That's what the Ramban says, that Moshe would never use the Shem Shakai. Why? Because he was introduced to a deeper knowledge through Nevuah of the Shem Avaya itself. of the Adon Olam Hashem Nivra, but Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. So once you're on a higher level, you don't make recourse to a lower level. So that's why it says Moshe Rabbeinu never used the Shem Kel Shakai. But the Avos constantly, Kel Shakai. That's the difference. But it doesn't mean they don't say Shem Avaya. Like, for instance, by the Imos, when they wanted to be Apam Odes Hashem. Odes Hashem, it was not Odes Kel Shakai, because it didn't have to do, it had to do with Odor and a Bracha. So they knew the Shem HaMiuchad. So who do you give Odor to? The Borei Olam. All the Kabbanis, like the Ramban says, are to the Borei Olam. But that's not the Dias Havaya. That's Haskaras Havaya. That's simply being maskir the Shem Havaya, because they all knew about the Shem HaMiuchad, just like we know. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But to study the Shem HaMiuchad, to have knowledge of the Shem HaMiuchad, that only Moshe Rabbeinu had. And the Avos had knowledge of the Shem Kel Shakai. Kel Ona Osi B'Yom Tzarasi. That's what Ramban means. He doesn't mean to count up the places where Yaakov is maskir the Kel Shakai as opposed to say Elohim. Depends on context. That's why, which case do we raise a question and where he speaks to love on? What was that one? Where was it again? It was Chof Ches Tezayin. So I explained it. Chen Yishad Hashem B'Makom Hazeh. It means it's the Gilui Shechina of the Nisham of Oyolam. Okay. Yenochi Lo Yadati. And where else is it? Chof Tes Lamed Beis. Of this, Rosh and Bani. Yeah. But there was another one. What was
that one?
Rosh and
Bani.
Rosh and Bani. Yeah, because the Borei Olam saw Bani. It's not the Esar, right? It's not the Esar that the that she's using the her idea. She's not using her idea, Hashem, to remove her from the Esar. It happened, and now she wants to give Shevach.
Makes sense to reference the shame that.
That's only if you have knowledge of it. It doesn't say.
Ready?
Yes. But that wasn't the context. It's not the context of what she was doing. Because she was simply being Pam Odes Hashem. So, Kibro Hashem Banyi. Yeah, right. So that's right. So the shame was a shame that she gave it a shame to remind her that Ruach Hashem Banyi. She gave it a shame to remind her that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ruach Banyi. But it wasn't that she was in an Esar, then she was out of the Esar. She wasn't in an Esar. What?
Yeah, you have another place for the brachas.
I just want to get this one place. Kimata Shehoi Elefon Yifaros L'Rov Vayavorach Ad Hashem Oskor L'Ragwin. Okay. It would be inappropriate to say Vorach Kel Shakai Oschol Ragwe. I mean, that would imply that Lovan has the idea of Kel Shakai. You say, oh, Vorach Hashem, the Borei Olam. Lovan was Maki the Borei Olam also. But that's Petoras Hakora. Petoras Hakora. Not Petoras Mishon and Miftoch. You see, that's what the Ramban is saying. Petoras Mishon and Miftoch, the Kel Shakai is the Kel Shakai of the Avos. But Petoras Hidia, Petar Sidiya, we also say Petar Sidiya. We have a limited idea, but it's still some kind of idea we have. Yeah. What'd you say, Anna? Where?
Memtes Chafe.
Memtes Chafe.
It
Mekel Avicha V'Yazreka. Mekel Avicha, that's by Yosef, right? Mekel Avicha V'Yazreka V'Yes Shakai V'Varachekah. B'chos Shemayim Me'ol B'chos Tomer V'Tzaz Tochas B'chos Shadayim V'Racham. I mean, that's Mekel Avich V'Yazreko. That's the Kel Shakai. That's the Kel Shakai. Because he's giving him the brachos v'yivarachecha. Birchos Shemayim Me'ol, Birchos Tamar Vetzes Tachas. Birchos Shadayim V'Racham. So the brachos is Ashgacha, the Kel Shakai, that gives the brachos, because he was intent on giving the brachos to Yosef. Yosef really walked away with all the brachos. That's Shimshon, yeah.
Shouldn't that be
Kosher Kai? Because
that is
Tzara. Yishua Hashem? No, because that's... Yishua Hashem. That's a good question. What's the context of Yishua Hashem? Yishua Hashem. They say, how does Tilgum interpret? Yeah, Tilgum Yonasan Ben Azriel Yev. The long one? Yeah, go ahead.
Amar Yonasan, Ad Amar Yosidon Bar Yoai, Yashimshan Bar Manoah, the Kayan is broken. Olaf would come to Gidon and Amaske, Olaf would come to Shimshan and Amos, the Kotanhon.
That's what it means. Yeshua means Pukan Alman.
There's a Rashi also there.
Rashi, same thing? What's that? What does Ramban say? She was a woman. So it means that what it means that your Yeshua is Yeshua is an eternal Yeshua. He said, that's why he has to be Moshe to Bar Yoam. I make this mistake. Shimshon Shiva was not. What did he say? Where's Ramban say? I couldn't hear it. Let me see. Where's Ramban? Mentes Yudchas. Ramban learns it means that he's saying that when he saw Shimshon fail, so he said he can't have any faith in the bus of Adam. That only Akadosh Baruch Hu. Only Akadosh Baruch Hu. So that's already to the exclusion of everybody else. Only Akadosh Baruch Hu to the exclusion of every other existence. So that's a shame. That's the Shem HaMiuchad. That's the Shem HaMiuchad. Then you use the Shem HaMiuchad. He's exclusive. He's the only one. That's not the same thing as studying the shame be'eis sara. Okay. I think it works out in all cases. Yeah. Yes, Mikhail Vichu, yes, Vekor, yes, Shakai, Vor, Shakai, yes. Mikhail Vichu. That's the same thing. Mikhail Vichu means, Mikhail Vichu means the one who was with, his Ashgacha was with your father. And with Yaakov, like Yaakov said, and that's Shakai, and that's the Shem Shakai. Yeah. In other words, the Mekel Avicha is a reference to the active Hashgacha. And Shakai is the Shem Hashem, the universal Hashgacha, universal. The one who is more universal. So you go from the, he goes from the Hashgacha which he observed, and then to the abstract. Okay? Yes?
So is there a difference between when the others used Tal Shakai and when they used Shem Araya and Mitzuruf to another Shem? Rambam seems to have one that holds the other.
And Mitzuruf to another Shem is different. Mitzuruf, when it's Mitzuruf to another Shem, so then it means they're referring to the Shem HaMiyuchad, but then Mitzuruf to another Shem because that's how the Yediyah is. That's the idea. The idea is via the other shame. So they being maskir, the shame amyucha, they knew the shame amyucha. But the idea is through the other shame.
Sometimes it's just the shame alone?
But sometimes it's just the shame alone.
Even for the avos.
Because if, like by, when he's conversing with Lavan. So he's not going to use the shame, Kel Shakai. What does that have to do with that? Has to do with his personal Yedias Hashem. So it's just a reference. It's just a reference to the idea of Yichud Hashem, the one who's the Borei Olam, so then he doesn't have to use the other shame. The only time he uses the other shame is what has to do with him personally. Like, for instance, by the Brisbane Absorum, okay? Wherever it has to do with him personally. You see? What? Because he told him he was Mevarachim, right? Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon. So, Yudalot Chafez. Because he was being Mavarach and he's saying that he has knowledge of Kel Elyon, Baruch Avram Kel Elyon. So Avram said, Armosi Yadil Hashem Kel Elyon, Kanish Mayavar, it's in the Chutvat Shochnal, because he answered him according to the way he told him. What? No, that's not based Sara, but that's not every, but in other words, he was being Mavarach and that his strength is, at base, Sara, he has the Kel Elyon, because that's why he won the war. So it was base Sara, and the Kel Elyon was Mansel. So he says, Baruch Avram LeKel Elyon, Hanish Mayav Aretz. So Avram answered him, he was Nishba, that he wouldn't take anything from him. So it was Nishba by the Kel Elyon. I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, any other cases?
By Sehillon?
By Saddam, where?
No,
that's Adni, right? Icha la'adni v'adabera. Hine you know al to l'adabera la'adni. It's all Adni. All Adni. You see the distinction between when it's referenced to God himself, Vayelech Hashem, Vayelech Havaya. But when he's mispalo, it's always Adni. It's an interesting thing. Vayelech Hashem, Havaya. Mem tzad zom chavish v'zim v'zoch yir. Yeah, right. Nino old dabar al adni banuch afreifer. It's always adni. It's always adni over there. That fits him exactly the way he says. That's the Ramban. That's the Ramban. You have to look into it a little deeper. And that's what he means. He means when the Navi or the Avos on the Schazek Bar Hashem, then it's Yidia Skel Shakai. Or where it's appropriate. I can't say just in that one case, but where it's appropriate, like with Melech's Dome. And Melech's Dome was Baruch Avraham Kel Elyon because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matzilim. So you have to know the context. But it doesn't mean that they can't be Maskir the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya, by way of reference. And that's appropriate many times. Like, Manor Makam Kiyim Yeshet Hashem Makam Hazeh. Vanochi Lo Yedati. So that's the, idea that there you is not the Kel Shakai, it's the Bori Olam, the Shechin of the Bori Olam. It wouldn't be appropriate to say Kel Shakai. But many times in the Nevuahs, it's always because of a tzara. Like, for instance, where is that again? Where, Thomas Dvar Menekes, Rifta. That was, this week's Pasha, right? Yeah. So it says, Vayera l'kim al Yaakov od b'vom epad naram, vayvorach osa. So why? So the Ramban asks, why? So he says, because Chazal say that he lost his mother. He lost Rivka. So it was an Eis Tzara. So Vayera l'kim al Yaakov od. Many times the Marian Avua is always in the Nesar, usually is always in the Nesar. Usually is in the Nesar, like when he was running away from Esav, by Yetze, so it was an Nesar, so he had a Marian Avua. The Marian Avua is an Nesar. And the Nesar is the Gili of the Shem Kel Shakai, in the Navua. Okay, that's what the Ramban is saying. Whereas Elohim, the same thing. Elohim is also Elohim and Shakai, just not Shem Havaya. Which were what your references to? Vayera Elohim al Yaakov od? Right. Right. Yeah, that's appropriate. And Vayetze?
Why does
Yaakov
use Elohim as opposed to Kel Shakai? The person is in Bethel.
Right. And Vayetze doesn't use Kel Shakai. Yeah, it's hard to go down to every. Elohim means multi powerful. That's Efton. That what?
When he references that later on, when he says Kel Shakai, he's referencing that as Tefillah.
Right.
When he goes back.
Which Tefillah?
You mentioned the primary case of Kel Shakai is when. He's cutting
when he comes
back there
just
about.
Kel Shakai and which one? The first one or second one?
First one mentioned. So over here it's the
beginning of the Beis Hillel story. Beginning of the Beis Hillel story, right. Same thing. The Ramban says Elohim, Kel Shakai. It all means the Yedias Hashem from his powers in the world or how he administrates the world. It's all the Ramban groups them all together. I mean, of course, everything is a nuance and a difference, but he doesn't go into that. Okay. Now there's one thing left in the Ramban that we have to do. One thing left in Ramban. The Ramban says that the exceptional case by Avram, but there's one case he does recognize as an exception, and that is Hashem Yira. Hashem Yira. In the end, by the Akedah. Okay, by the Akedah. The end of Ayera. So, why over there? The Ramban just says, what's Lashon Ramban? You got the Ramban there? Lashon Ramban. Where he mentions the, yeah. In Yud-Zayin. He says, the Omar Hashem Yireh al Makom HaMikdash HaOsid. Okay, and that's all. That's all he explains. They're very, very terse. Four words. Al Makom HaMikdash HaOsid. So what does God do? Why is the Shem Havaya al Makom? What does the Shem Havaya have to do with Makom HaMikdash HaOsid? What does that have to do with that? So, Makom HaMikdash HaOsid. Yeah. Yeah. So interesting is in the Pasuk, in the Pesukim, in the account of the Akedah, so when the Malach, Vayikum Malach Hashem Alavim Shenis Meshmaim, Vayam Binish Batanim Hashem Kiyana Asher Sisal Sadov Azeh, the Lo Chasam, no, I'm sorry, excuse me, the first time. Vayikra Lav Malach Hashem Meshmaim, Vayam Avram, Avram Vayam Inin, Vayam Al Tishlach Yotcha Al Anav Al Taslam Uma, Kiyata Yadati Kirei Lekim Ato, Vayam Chasafta Zbin Chol Asichit Chol Mimeri. So Vayisa Avram Esaino Vayarvine Ayel Achar Nechas Basavach Pekarnov Vayelach Avraham Vayikach Esrael Vayelel Yolatach Esmenov. So and then it says Vayikach Avram Hashem Makom Ahu Hashem Yira. Okay. So why did he have to find the aisle? What was the aisle? What did he need the aisle for? It was Potter should have been excited that he doesn't have to slaughter Yitzchak and go home, make a party. So the answer is that he was koveya, the nature of karbonos, through that aisle, the doros. And what was the nature of the karbonos? The nature of karbonos was based upon the same emotions, the same experience that he had with Yitzchak. And what was the same experience with Yitzchak? Where v'lo chasachta es bincha es yichidcha. Now, v'lo chasachta es bincha es yichidcha is because of his knowledge of the Adon Olam, Asher Malach Paterim Kol Yitzir Nivra. Because the Yedias Hashem of Ashgacha, we don't really understand God's Mishpat, and therefore that isn't enough to allow a person to be Makriv his son. Or what allows a person to do that? Yedias Hashem, that God is Misham of Oya Olam. That God is Misham of Oya Olam. That Yedia is the idea that allows a person to do such, or gives a person the strength to do such a thing. Because he knows that the whole Olam is Misham Avay Olam. Okay, Misham Avay Olam. So really, yeah, Avram Avinu was Koveya. With the aisle, what he did was like this, that he was Koveya. Every carbon, like the Ramban says, every carbon is Damo Tachas Dami, and it's like he's being mocked of himself. Why? How could he be mocked of himself? But the answer is because it's Misham of Ayolam. So the Shem HaMiyuchad is the Shem. That's what Ramban says in Karbonos. Ramban says in Karbonos. Thank you. Because of Ramon. Where is it? Aleph? Yeah, you're right, Tess, yeah. Right. Yeah, the Ramban's like this. Valderech ha'emes yesh b'kabona sod nelam. Tikonez bo mimah shamar rabosena b'sifri u'b'sof menachos. Amar shimon ben azai bo'orei maksiv b'parshas ha'kabonos. Shelo nemar b'hem lo keel v'lo olokecho v'lo olokim v'lo shakai v'lo tzvokos. Elo yudkei shem ha'miyuchad. Shelo litin pistchon pel baldin lachlog. Hashem atamalachilu tzorach, tamalom emar v'lo eloch alamalach. Kilite v'lo malach. וכסיב לחם על הקיים הם מקריבים, וקידשת כסלחם על הקיח אומר, וכסף מזמן נסקה זבח ולקים תודה, ועוד כסף כמעלו ועשינו, כמעלו ועשינו ועשו הרב, איני השם הלכנו. Yeah, then he goes back. Just a second. He says, אבל לא אמר, he works out certain cases. I'm not going to go to Kasher, who are carbon medicine. Hazvicho l'shem l'shem levado. Shelo yischavein l'dover achar b'olam. Rak l'shem l'shem levado. V'zeh tam olohu ishehu. V'lokacham akoskes ishi Hashem l'cham elokeim yem nekrim v'yakosh. Shelo ishi Hashem carbon elokeim. V'lokach l'yaskir in peace many times. V'lokach l'yelo amru shalayaskir v'lokacham shalayaskir b'tzvokos b'shel kabonis lokeo v'lo olokim elo ishi l'shem. כי גבונו להשם לבד אותי, לא יחב אין המקרב אלא אל מחשבת רק לשם המיוחד. אוקיי? והוא מים החכמים, ריקין כל עבוד הסכולון לשם המיוחד. מי לשם מי שעושו עשה עולם. אוקיי? So, ואינו ג'נל לשמו המיוחד. So the, in קרבונס is always the שם המיוחד, השם הוויה. Why the שם הוויה? Who was Koveya, the Shema Avaya? Who was Koveya, the Shema Avaya, was Avraham Avinu. Because the Shema, Kiyatei dat kirei lekim atav lo chasachta zbincha shichitcha mimeni, means that his Yediyah, even though it wasn't Yediyah of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was an intellectual Yediyah of the Shema Miyuchad, so that was the shame which gave him the ability to almost be Makriv Yitzchak. So when he saw that he was off, that he wouldn't be makriv, but he went through the emotional experience and the intellectual experience. So what he did was he took an aisle and he was makriv the aisle to be koveya the nature of karbonos ledoros. And the nature of karbonos ledoros is not simply to be makriv an animal, but to be makriv himself, just like the akedah, real akedah, so just like the akedah, but the akedah is on himself. Kilu hikravatzmav. So that is the Shema Miuchad. That is only with the benefit of the knowledge of the Shema Miuchad. Okay, so that's why he says that's what Ramban means when he says, what's the Lashon here? What's the Lashon over there? Kiyal. What? Amokom mikdash osid. Because the mokom mikdash osid is the mizbeach, the mikdash. And over there, it's all the shema miyuchad. Because otherwise, the carbon would have no value. It would just be a maisa, like of devar zara. So, lavdo. So, therefore, he was koveya the whole concept of the korban l'shem l'shem amyuchad, l'shem shem amyuchad, just like the akedah. He didn't want the akedah to be just a one-time maisa. He took it with his creativity and he took it and he made it a maisa l'doros. That same perfection that he expressed by the akedah should be expressed by every Jew that brings a korban l'shem amyuchad. Same idea. Damo tachas dami. And l'shem amyuchad levada. L'misha asa asolam. L'misha amavoy olam. That's what Avram was conveying. That's why over there, the shem amyuchad is appropriate. That's what the Ramban says. In every other case, it's the shem amyuchad combined with Elohim, with Shakai, because that's his yediyah. That's his yediyah Hashem. That's why he's chazak davar b'Hashem alakov. So his chizuk from his yediyah Hashem is kel Shakai. But when he's talking about the Migdash, he's talking about a different phenomenon. He's talking about the phenomenon of being able to be makriv. And akrava, Ramban says, akrava is karav l'Hashem. Akrava means where the person is willing to give up even his own life or his son's life. So that akrava is only possible with the Adiyas Shem HaMiuchad. But that's not the Adiyas Shem HaMiuchad of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's just the Adiyas Shem HaMiuchad, the intellectual Adiyas Shem HaMiuchad. So that's why in that case where it's Kaveya Kabonis Ladoros, so that's why the Shem Avaya appears. That's why the Shem Avaya, that's what John Bond is saying. Yes?
Just the parenthetically, the explanation explains beautifully why the Mishnah says that that aisle was Nivra Ben Hashmashos.
That's right, correct. That's very good, yeah. It was Omeid, it was Omeid from Shesh Med Rashis. Yeah, that's right. I mean, because that was part of the essence of the system of Migdash. The essence of the system of Migdash. Okay. I think that explains my mind. Any questions? Yeah, go ahead, sure.
Kel Shakai, you're saying, wouldn't it have been appropriate for that situation for Avraham because he didn't understand the nature of the Hashkafa?
He understood the nature. Kel Shakai is Hashofet Kol Aris Lo Yasa Mishpat. So God does Mishpat, and his Mishpat is carried out Bitzina Behester, Nisim Behester, like the Ramban says. But even as much as a person understands of that, he still has a hard time when there's something that he doesn't understand, like being Makar V'son. So the only way he could make sense out of that is by referring to the Shem Havaya.
I mean, once he's in the particular system of like how the Hashgacha works out, he can't work out every point.
Can't work it out.
Basic idea that God is Havaya.
That's right. Basically, the God is Havaya, and that Misham Havaya Olam, so Velo Chasachtas Bin Chasichidcha, because you recognize the Misham Havaya Olam. But that's the idea. Shem Havaya is really the one that allows the person to be makriv, and that's why in Kabbonis it's always a Shem Havaya. And the Psukim, always a Shem Havaya. It's a beautiful Ramban, yeah? Yes. I thought of that question, too. Yeah. And it should say Havaya. I thought of that question too. I don't know. It's a good question.
Isn't that based on his own personal?
You mean his own?
As a yare, that's his emotional and everything that's attached to him.
You mean his attachment to God?
Right. Exactly.
Which
that could be through his knowledge of how he knows it is, and not just the intellectual. He knows.
It's not just intellectual Shem Havaya. I mean, it's more. He has a deeper insight. Could be. But I don't know. Let's leave it. It's a good question. Yeah, what did he say? Okay, I'll tell you, Dati.
Yeah.
He gets into the program about mentioned all.
Mitzvah Mechila Yadei Rasuba Koach, Lo Yotzel Paul. That one?
Yeah,
that one. Ramaisa. I got Lazevato. Nato. That's the Ramban's idea of Nisayon. Oh, he answers the question. Okay, see, he says, Shelokim hu amenasa umetzave ba'akeda. Umalach Hashem hu amoneya. Umamaftiach. He's Baruch, but Pasuk. Umalach gola the amaftiach. What's after that? He's Baruch.
Yeah.
I can't say he's Bar Paska Malcha Gola. See, so he says the reason why he's answering the question. The reason why he used Elokim over there because it's going on the whole Tzivui. So Elokim is the one that's Mitzava, because what he did was, in other words, not going on the fact on how he did it. It's going on what it did to him. In other words, what the Akedah did for Avraham Avinu was it took a potential ability that he had and it actualized it. So, Ati Adati, before, the Ramban says, before I knew Bekoach, that you were able to do it, because God doesn't have to do an Asayin, he knows what the outcome is going to be. But he says, but now that you did it, you actualize yourself. So, through the one who is Mitzava, and who's the one who is Mitzava and perfects man, that's Elokim. That's the right term, that's Kel Shekai. Because that's not that's how it relates to man. That's not the Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yisrael Nivra. That's Leis Nasa B'Cheftzo Kol Azay Malach Shmonigra. That's his relationship to man. So he uses Elokim because he's the one that is Mitzava. Hashem Elokim Hu HaMitzava. HaMenasa El Mitzava. So the Shem Elokim over there is used was a reference to the whole purpose and perfection that he gained from the Akedah. And that's the Kel Shakai. That's Elokim, Kel Shakai. Yes? Hashem Elokim, but made that Kirishana.
I'm saying it's the idea of the Kabbalah.
Oh, you mean his answer? Kachli Eglim Mashulash. Through the Kabbanis, through the schus of the Kabbanis.
Right, so no idea with
the Akedah? No, on the contrary. He understood it was the schus of the Kabbanis, but he took the opportunity. That could be where he gained the knowledge from, that the schus of the Kabbanis. And he had that in his mind all along. And then when he saw that after the Akedah, he saw that this is the time to be kaveya the Kabbanis and to really give them the potential for fulfilling the greatest level of avoda, and that's why that's a good point.
Right.
In other words, he knew that it's kabbonis, so this was an opportunity to be kaveda kabbonis. That's good. It fits in well. Yes.
Right, could you just like elaborate on the idea of like v'ischazik to Hashem lekav? So is that something that it's like David and the Avos in Moshe, or is that like security through your deeds, Hashem? Is that something for people nowadays? And how, like, can we do that even though the other, like, how do we do that? Which shame, which deeds, Hashem? Do we have this idea that for Naveen or is that for regular people?
I don't think it's for regular people. I mean,
we don't have idea of security through your deeds, Hashem? We don't have that.
We do, but our idea is not the same idea. Yeah, but that's just an intellectual thing. That's an intellectual knowledge. It's not the same kind of knowledge. It's not first-hand knowledge. I mean, they had first-hand knowledge. They made recourse to their first-hand knowledge. Our knowledge is vague. Our knowledge is just based upon Mesorah, based upon we know the Avos were correct, and we're based on the Avos, based on some knowledge that we gain. I mean, it depends who. But Chazik Dov Bar Shem Lakov is a very high level. I wouldn't say everybody can do that. Okay, any other questions? Yes.
By the Akedah, Avraham, are you saying Avraham wouldn't have been able to do it not for his knowledge of the Shema Vaya?
Right.
Isn't that, and by Tzadik, Avraham, the Havaya? And that would give him the strength to go forward with the...
Yeah, but I explained that there's two...
You do that just on intellectual...
On intellectual, correct.
You can still move forward on that.
Right.
Yeah. But in general, but if you have the idea of the Kel Shakai, you'll use that. That's, so to speak, a better idea for a particular situation.
Situation, like the Ashgacha. Right. But over here, on the contrary. Right. Over here, the Ashgacha didn't make any sense then. Because it says, Kib Yitzchok Kol HaChazarev Achshev Omar HaLeil Ola. So the Ashgacha didn't make any sense. The Kel Shakai left him in a quandary.
It's not that Havaya in the other situations doesn't make sense. It's just they relate more to this Kel Shakai.
They relate to the idea of why Hakrava is a legitimate institution. That's because of the Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Tarim Kol Yitzir Nivra. So everything's from him. So therefore, that relates to the idea of Hakrava. But the idea of Hakrava through knowledge of Ashgacha is very shaky, because our knowledge of Ashgacha is not complete. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, that was one of the questions Moshe Rabbeinu asked. Tzadik v'ra'lo and Rosh v'tovlo. So we run into trouble with those type of areas. And Avraham Avinu himself had a problem. So it was his knowledge, his intellectual knowledge of the Shema Miuchad that allowed him to do the Akrava. And he was Kaveh Dad Ladoris. But that's a separate thing. That's what the Ramban says. That's a separate thing altogether. That's not the same thing as saying what the individual's knowledge was, his Yedias Hashem. His Yedias Hashem was the Kel Shakai. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yedias Hashem was a Shem Avaya. Doesn't mean that's what the Ramban says of it. It doesn't mean he didn't know the Shem Avaya. But there's a difference between knowing the Shem Avaya intellectually and between, through Nevuah, studying and having an in-depth knowledge of the Shem Avaya. That's a different phenomenon. That's what the Ramban says. Okay, any other questions? Yes. What?
Is there like a progression in the Yedias Hashem knowledge of Avraham to Yaakov? If there's a story there, you said that Yaakov had a clear understanding of the Yedias Hashem than Avraham had all the ideas for that?
That Yaakov had a greater understanding.
Did you see Yaakov?
I don't know. I don't have any right for that.
I told you
one of the first one in the Suda said, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchok, okay, Yaakov, that each one worked on it themselves and had their own idea. But Avram, it seems, B'cho Chosman. So, I mean, each one was unique, but I don't know if you can compare them. I don't know if you can compare them. We always try to compare. But it's different qualities. Different qualities in the others. You can't say who's the best, who's the biggest. Okay? Somebody else had a question?
Eliezer, he says, Hashem
Elokei Avram. Elokei Avram, yeah. Elokei Adoni Avram, yeah.
He says, he starts with Hashem, Havaya.
Yeah, Havaya, but then it says Elokei Adoni, right. It's Seraph of the God of the Ashgacha.
Yeah.
That could be. You mean in that parsha? Yeah. He's referencing back. He doesn't have to say the same. Right. That's true. That's true. That's true.
Also, there he's talking to. He's talking to
Levin. Yeah.
Just saying
the same thing with
Yaakov.
Yeah.
But what is the significance of Yaakov's book here?
What?
What is the significance that Avram lo hizkir?
Avram lo hizkir?
His father of Hashem Yudke. And he was very careful.
And by Yaakov, he says?
You see, he has both.
I mean, you're pressing the language. I don't know. I don't know if he's being mechalek Avram lo hizkir and Yaakov yaskir tamid, or he's saying it's the same idea.
You mentioned that the Imahos did use Shem Hashem.
Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah, no, you're right. Because Avram that had the idea of Kel Shakai, so he used the Kel Shakai. He used the Kel Shakai. But if you don't have the idea and you're just referencing, so then the Shem Havai is in a different context. But Avram always mentioned the Shem that meant to him his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his idea, through his personal idea. That makes sense. There was a person for a regular person, so then you have to know which one, when you masker the Shem Havai, when you masker the Kel Shakai. But we're not masker the Kel Shakai, because we're not on the level. I mean, but Avram Avinu was on the level where he understood it. So for him to be masker the reference of the intellectual rather than that which he gained insight through Nevuah into, so it wouldn't be correct. Yes.
How do you explain that in Lech Lecha?
And where Lech Lecha?
Represent the Yud Bei Zion, which says the Yisrael is the Yach Lashem and Mirai Yilam.
Yud Bei Zion.
Then after Mitzrayim, he says Avikr Shalom
Hashem. Kael Olam. Kael Olam. It's not Shem Hashem.
Shem Hashem.
And Hashem Havaya Hanira Elov. Hanira Elov. That's a limitation. That's a limitation. Hanira Elov means insofar as he was Nira Elov in that context. Because otherwise you have the same problem. What do you mean Hashem Hanira Elov? And there's another God. And what does Hashem Hanira Elov mean? I mean, that is the only one God. It's Hashem Yuchad. It means Hanira Elov insofar as he understood the Nevuah. That was Nirei Lov. That makes sense. That explains it. Yerushalayim is Be'ech Hashem and Nirei Lov.
What about the next
possible? Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Yeah, because it means, that's a reference to the Shem Hashem and Nirei Lov. Vayikra B'Shem is Be'ech Hashem and Nirei Lov. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. It doesn't have to say Vayikra B'Shem Hashem and Nirei Lov again.
Isn't that another one's there?
That's talking about Israel.
See, Rashi interprets that the second Mizbech was also based on the first one. So Rashi says, "Nisnabe shasidin banav likushel shom alavon ochon, espal shom aleim." So it was the Shema Nirelov. Was the same Shema Nirelov. It had to do with avtacha of the, because the pasuk says, "Vayera Hashem al Avram vayomel lazarcho atin esaretz azos." Even Shem is Be'ech Lad Hashem Anirei Lov. So it means he understood the Ashgacha of the Nesina Sa'aretz. So Vayatek Mishem Ar Mekenel Ves Vayet Olo Bein Beisel Miyom V'ayim Mekenem Even Shem is Be'ech Lad Hashem Vayikur Hashem Hashem was tied to the same ideas before. That it was Mizbe'ech Lad Hashem Anirei Lov because it was tied to the Haftacha of the Banim. Of Lazarach Ha'atein Asaretz Azos. That's the rationale. It wasn't a new thing. It wasn't a new thing. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is Rashi doing a similar thing in
That's a different chapter. I'm borrowing Jack's chapter. No, but what is the point of that? Well, Rashi has a point on that over there. No, no, no. It's a criticism of Moshe Rabbeinu, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it? It's a criticism of Medrash. It's a criticism of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different idea. Yeah. Mean Avaya Avaya. I mean, why the Rabban says Shem Hashem is in his Midas Rachman? That's a good question. That's a good question. And what? Without this also a question, right? Right. I guess the answer to that is, like we one time explained in Bereshis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Rachamim. Because Adam HaRishon was a Chote, and he really should have been destroyed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a mental faculty that he changed his construction, his mental construction, so that he could function. So that's Midas HaRachamim. So the Shem Havaya is tied to Midas HaRachamim, because it means Midas HaRachamim even before the person asks Sarachman. Just in the very construction of the world, there was Midas Sarachman. That's why the Shem Havaya is Midas Sarachman.
It has to be outside the system.
Right.
To be removed.
That's the greatest manifestation of Rachman.
It's
not with, not even where the person is Mispal, but it's originally is Midas Sarachman, built in.
Shem Korvachet.
Yeah, Korvachet, right. Kodem Shechot and Lachas Shechot, what? Lachas Shechot is, that's correct. Lachas Shechot is a different Midas Rachman. Kodem Anil Kodem Shechta Adam, Anil Lachas Shechta Adam means that the Midas Rachman is in both, equates the Midas Rachman. The Midas Rachman is expressed Kodem Shechot and Lachas Shechot. It's one Midas Rachman. That's the idea of Midas Rachman. That's different than Hashgacha. That's the Midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that his Mida is that he acts with Rachman, that he creates the universe with Rachman. That's his Mida. That's Midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that Midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he has the Midas of Rachman, is Noveya from the Shem Havaya, from the very beginning.
And Hashgacha doesn't have.
No, you can't ask if everything has something. Hashgacha is an expression of Midas HaRachman. When we talk about Midas HaRachman, you're talking about it in Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're talking about a primary concept. The Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a primary concept, not talking about acts of Hashgacha. You're talking about a certain Midas. There's different aspects that the human mind sees in B'negei Yedias Hashem. So the important thing is to recognize that Rachman is not like a human being's Rachman, where somebody petitions him, so then he has Rachmanis. But this is God's Rachman is built in; it emanates from his Midas Rachman, is built into the universe. So that's why Havaya is Midas Rachman. You should distinguish the nature of his Rachman is different than ordinary Rachman. So that's why it's tied to Shem Havaya. That's a different idea. There are a lot of ideas in Shem Havaya. I mean, a lot of ideas. But the that's not the same thing as Kel Shakai. Everything things tie in, but they're not the same.
Just because it sounds like the thing between Shem Havaya and Elohim came is lower completely above the system of Shaka. And then like the Ramban says the issue of Hashem and Elohim is Mitzvahim is again.
The reason why the Shem Havaya is used for Midas Rachman is to show you something about Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in the very Asiyas HaOlam, Midas Rachman is built in. So it's not a midas harachamim in response to a petition or a request, but it emanates from his essence. That's why you use Shem Havaya, the midas harachamim. Not because of Sashbacha. What? What do you mean? Because Elokim is din. So Elokim is din. The term Elokim, Adolahim Yavod Vashneim. So it means a Dayan. So the term Elokim means a Dayan, that God's, that's Midas Adin. That's natural translation of Elokim. Elokim means Midas Adin. So Elokim is used for Midas Adin because that's what the word means. And Havaya is used for Midas Rachman because it wants to show you that his Rachman is different than ordinary Rachman. It emanates from his essence. Okay? That din emanates from his essence is easy to understand because that makes sense. But Rachman emanates from his essence is something which is unintelligible to us. Reish Bo'al Hakim. That's a Midas Din. That's right. Reish Bo'al Hakim. That's the order is din. That's the natural order is din. Everybody would say mishpat. But the midas harachamim that it's noveah from his media, that it's noveah from his essence. It's not because of conditions, but it emanates from his essence. That's why Shem Havaya is used to reflect midas harachamim. Right. To show you that it's a different kind of midas harachamim. Okay. Any more questions about the Shema Sashem? Okay. All right.